The following is a special presentation from the Zimmer Sports Network.
Man in motion is Hanger. He takes the handoff. He bounds it off the tackle. Spins away. Spins away again. You're kidding me. Down inside the five. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
It's time for South Callaway Bulldog football on the Big 900 KFAL and 100.5 KTGR.
Quarterback is intercepted. He tried the little bubble screen and it's intercepted at the 20-yard line.
South Callaway football is brought to you in part by
Callaway Hospital, Mid-City Lumber, Caldwell Banker Niedergurk & Company, Bankstar One, Graham Insurance Agency, Super Clean Car Wash, Darren Shoemaker & Family, South Callaway Booster Club, Callaway Electric Co-op, GloveCon Construction, Callaway Livestock Auction, Vaughn Automotive, Central Bank, and Dan Tucker & Family.
Now let's go to the stadium for exciting high school playoff football with the voice of the Bulldogs, Steve Mallinckrodt. It's South Callaway Bulldog football on the Big 900 KFAL and 100.5 KTGR.
And hello again, everybody, live from the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis. It's Steve Mallinckrodt along with Darren Beaver, Jeremy Washington, for this Class 2 Show Me Bowl Championship game between the South Callaway Bulldogs and the Lamar Tigers. South Callaway trying to cap off a perfect season coming into the game this afternoon, a record of 14-0. Their head coach, Tim Rulo, in his seventh year. The Bulldogs winners last week on the road at Palmyra, 27-2, the win there. And for Lamar, they're coached by Scott Bailey in his ninth year. They are the three-time defending state champions. Their record this year, 13-1. Yes, about that one loss, it was against Carl Junction, a Class 4 team, by 1 point, the last regular season game of the year. Both teams have rolled through the district playoffs, claimed a district championship, knocked off state-ranked teams to get here, and this very well could be an occasion and a situation where you do have the two best teams in the state vying for that final piece and the state championship. The South Callaway Bulldogs and the Lamar Tigers both on the field warming up. Both ferocious defenses, both outstanding coaches, and it's an exciting atmosphere already. A little bit bigger venue than we saw last week, Darren.
A little bit. You've got a lot of people here. Everybody's pumped up, and it's just going to be a great game.
Two outstanding teams, and these teams are very close. You look at the season totals. South Callaway has scored 730 points, allowed 79. Lamar has scored 740 points and has allowed 72. So you see how close they are and how they have both rolled through their respective regular seasons in the playoffs, rolling up big wins by big margins, and they've done it on their defense. Both teams predicated on that defense. Lamar runs a different kind of offense. Mm-hmm. It's two quarterbacks in the backfield, both with their hands out ready to take the snap. You don't know which way it's going, but one thing you do know is they're going to run the ball some way with someone. 92% of their plays are running plays. It's the South Callaway Bulldogs, the Lamar Tigers, for the Class 2 State Championship, live from the Edward Jones Dome, right here on the Big 900 KFAL and 100.5 KTGR, and we'll be back. We're going to talk with both coaches after this break. You're listening, once again, to the Big 900 KFAL and 100.5 KTGR.
At Bankstar, we designed a small business checking account around a simple business concept. Free. You write checks. Free. Make deposits. Free. You get a business debit card. Free. And internet banking. Free. With no monthly fees or minimum balance. It's called All-Star Business Checking. For free-thinking entrepreneurs. From Bankstar, where your business is the star. Some restrictions apply. Member FDIC.
At Callaway Community Hospital, we're all about mission-driven, compassionate care. That means we're here for our patients. We go above and beyond to offer immediate services close to home. From our 24/7 emergency medicine department to expert physical therapy, diagnostic imaging, laboratory, respiratory, and surgical services, as well as the Fulton Medical Clinic and Kingdom Senior Solutions. At Callaway Community Hospital, we go above and beyond because it's not just a job, because your health matters to us, because your care is our calling. Callaway Community Hospital, committed to your care.
The cheering continues to celebrate South Callaway's advance in the Class 2 state football playoffs. And Mid-City Lumber in Jefferson City gives a loud salute to all South Callaway players, coaches, and fans. What a season it's been for the South Callaway Bulldogs. EMO Conference football champs with 13 wins and no losses. And proudly, this Bulldog team and school once again promote a positive difference to scholarship, character, honor, and success. Let's cheer for South Callaway as they advance. And Mid-City Lumber in Jefferson City is among the many fans who salute your success.
Do I really need to call before I dig? Do I need an expert to install a generator?
More than 4,000 people are injured or killed in electrical accidents every year. Most accidents are avoidable. Before digging in your yard or installing a generator, keep safety in mind. Know where your power lines run. Be aware of electrical hazards, because what you don't know might shock you.
This message from Callaway Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
This is South Callaway Bulldog Football on KFAL and KTGR.
Back on the Bulldogs pregame show, time for a visit with the coach who has led his team to an impressive back-to-back-to-back state championships at Lamar, head coach Scott Bailey. And coach, first of all, congratulations on yet another trip to the Edward Jones Dome, and you're really building a dynasty at Lamar.
Well, we've been blessed with really good kids, and a large number of them, and they're kind of spread out over a number of years here. This is our sixth time to advance to the semifinals or beyond, six times in a row. This is our fourth time in a row to get to the Dome, and you can put a lot of credit where our kids are because they're the ones that put the time and effort in year-round.
Would you say that has been the biggest recipe for your success?
I think every coach should say that. It's got a whole lot more to do with kids making plays on game day than it does coaches drawing X's and O's during the week. And we just had a run here of really good size up front, really good speed in the backfield, a lot of them. We've had the ability to, you know, play kids on one side of the ball, and I think that's been a huge asset to us in Class 2 when we line up against teams that are playing kids on both sides of the ball. And we play in a conference with larger schools. We're the smallest school in our conference. We play up every week against Class 3 and Class 4 schools, and I think that prepares us real well for the best Class 2 teams in the state.
Last year you graduated a large senior class. With the success that your program has had, what has been the biggest challenge in maintaining that high level of expectations that is expected from a Lamar Tiger team every year?
Well, it creates a lot of stress to carry that expectation around. I think as a coach, you try to take as much of it as you can, take it off your kids, and let them be kids and play football. And carrying that expectation gets heavy. I'm just being honest with you. I'm not going to lie. It's a lot to handle when you're expected to win every week. And to be honest, you're expected to win big every week. Sometimes if we don't win big enough, people get upset and we still won the game. So graduating that senior class a year ago, last year we were in games and had a chance to play a lot of younger kids. They got a lot of minutes, a lot of snaps a year ago, and knocked the new off of themselves. And so this year when they came back, even though they might not have been a returning starter, they had gotten enough playing time that they were somewhat comfortable in their role this year. And I think that's been a huge asset to us. And of course, you know, by the time you get to this part of the season, you know, your sophomores aren't sophomores anymore. They're in week 15. They should be playing like juniors, and your juniors should be playing like seniors, and your seniors should be playing like vets. So,
Visiting with the head coach of the Lamar Tigers, Scott Bailey, on the Bulldog pregame show. Coach, when you sit back and look at your team as a whole, what are some of the things that you do like about your squad this year compared to the other years?
Well, this senior class has a special place for me and my wife. These guys didn't have a lot of attention shown to them. There wasn't a lot of spotlight shown to them. The senior class kind of soaked all that up. The senior class is just special to me in that regard, that they didn't give up on our program, even though that they weren't getting a lot of attention. They stuck with it, and now is their time, and they're making the most of it. And for me as a football coach, to have kids stay in your program and pay their dues and now get their opportunity, I think that that's the special place that they have in the heart of me and my wife.
Let's talk about your offense, Coach. Your team has put up some huge numbers and scored a lot of points, averaging close to 53 points per game. What does a Coach Bailey team like to do on offense, led by three-time starter senior quarterback Trip Tucker and junior running back Danny Embry? But, Coach, we know where it all starts. It starts up front.
There's no doubt with anybody that's watched us. We want to run the ball. You don't know me, Jeremy, but I'm about as old school as they come. I was the guy that thought the three-point line should be outlawed, the designated hitter should be outlawed, and the forward pass should be outlawed.
Uh-huh.
I think that every offense should line up with two tight ends and no receivers, and then we can call it football again.
That's old-school football.
And that's the way I am. I think if you were to ask any coach that plays us, they're going to say we want to run the football, we want to control the clock, we want to get first downs, and we want to keep the other team's offense on the sideline. And if things are going well for us, that is how our offenses operate. If it's not going well for us, you're probably going to see O'Tucker throw the ball a little bit and try to open some things up.
Let's switch sides of the ball, talking about your defense. Over the last 14 games, your team has only given up a total of 71 points, and seven out of those 14 games were complete game shutouts. That's quite impressive, and what do you guys like to do on defense?
Well, I think any defense wants to limit. Offenses today are just dang good. You know, and so I think you can't sit here and say, we want to stop their run game, or we want to stop their vertical pass game, or I think you need to put the word limit in there, because they're just good. And so you really want to limit what they want to do most and try to force them, like defenses do to us. They're going to put a lot of guys in the box and try to limit our run game, force us to throw it. Well, that's what we want to do. We want to limit what a team wants to do most and force them to do what they want to do second. Through most of the season, our defense has been really good at doing that. We've been able to try to force a team to get into something else other than what they want to do first. I think anytime you can do that with an offense, your defense has a big chance of being successful. They've got them doing something they don't want to do quite as much as what they went into the game with.
What are your thoughts on your opponent this afternoon, the South Callaway Bulldogs?
Well, for starters, I'll tell you this. Coach Rulo, normally when I'm coaching against a guy, them coaches that you line up against and you get along with and you like, you say, he's a classy guy. Coach Rulo's, he's kind of above that. He is actually a nice guy. And it's not fake. I've sat in meetings with him. He is sincerely a nice guy. Now, when you look at his team, they got some kids that can run. And for us to be successful, we're going to have to contain those fast guys. And it's not just their skill players. You look at the guys up front, both offense and defense, they run real well. So our offensive and defensive line is going to have to get moving. I mean, to get these guys blocked and to get off their blocks, we're going to have to get moving because they run well at just dang near every position. And that's the first thing that jumps off the screen at you is how well they run. For us to be successful, we're going to have to hopefully match that level of speed.
Your team is one win away from its fourth straight Class 2 title. What's been the message to your team this week?
Well, we try not to get wrapped up in it and focus on it. We try to focus on South Callaway. We try to focus on the team that we're playing. But our kids know that there have been very few teams in the history of high school football in Missouri win four state championships in a row, and we have a chance to put ourselves in some pretty elite company. For me, my job is do my best to keep them focused on the job at hand, and I think being there the last 3 years, as the week goes along, our kids will understand there's a lot to be gained here, but we got to take care of business to gain it.
Coach, final question, final game of the year for you, and you can feel the excitement inside the Edward Jones Dome today. What are your keys to getting a win against the Bulldogs?
If they get in there and start lighting up the scoreboard like they've done all season, I hate to say it, this might get ugly quick. So limit 10, block 54, and stay in the game with them. Don't screw up anything on special teams, and let's see how the game goes in the second half, I'd say, are the keys.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to a good ball game this afternoon. We got two teams that can score, but we also got two teams that can play some really good defense. Good luck today, Coach, and best of luck. Yeah.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Back with more of the Bulldog Pregame Show, live from the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis. Steve Mallinckrodt will sit down and visit with the head coach of the South Callaway Bulldogs, Tim Rullo, coming up. This is Bulldog Football on ESPN 100.5 KTGR and the Big 900 KFAL.
You may be wondering, is now the right time to buy a home? There's lots of buzz in the news about where the real estate market is going. Coldwell Banker Niederger & Company knows that it's actually a great time for home buyers. They have a lot of homes to choose from at a wide range of prices. Plus, mortgage rates are still low. So if you're thinking about buying a new home or need to sell the one you're in, talk to the real estate professionals at Coldwell Banker Niederger & Company. Company in Fulton. You can also find them at FultonMoRealEstate.com. Congratulations to the South Callaway Bulldogs on a winning season.
Here at Glovecock Construction Company, we're embracing technology with our construction methods and designs while holding on tight to the time-tested truths we built our business on. In a nutshell, it's the golden rule. On the average year, two-thirds of our business is repeat customers. I think that says a lot in itself. Glovecock Construction Company, general contracting in Mid-Missouri for over 25 years. Give us a call today when considering your next building project. 573-642-6363.
At Callaway Community Hospital, we're all about mission-driven, compassionate care. That means we're here for our patients. We go above and beyond to offer immediate services close to home. From our 24/7 emergency medicine department to expert physical therapy, diagnostic imaging, laboratory, respiratory, and surgical services, as well as the Fulton Medical Clinic and Kingdom Senior Solutions. At Callaway Community Hospital, we go above and beyond because it's not just a job, because your health matters to us, because your care is our calling. Callaway Community Hospital, committed to your care.
Tiger checking is more than a sign of your Mizzou pride, because when you show your Tiger checking debit card, it's like a bone-rattling, blood-curdling roar. It's everything you expect from a checking account, plus exclusive roar-worthy perks. Sign up today at centralbank.net, because it's time to roar. Tiger checking, only from Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Every Central Bank Company, member FDIC.
Bulldog Football on KFAL, brought to you by
Super Clean Car Wash, Aaron Shoemaker and Family, South Callaway Booster Club, Callaway Electric Cooperative, Club Kind, Callaway Livestock, and Vaughn Automotive.
The Bulldogs on the Big 900 KFAL.
With South Callaway Bulldog head football coach Tim Rullo. And Tim, first, congratulations on the Bulldogs' win last Saturday in Palmyra, 27-2. A very dominating effort from your defense and a very solid effort from your offense. And the Bulldogs are onto the dome to play for a state championship. First, quickly, your thoughts on the game at Palmyra.
You know, it was a great atmosphere for a football game. My goodness, I just was so impressed. Just even looking back on it in retrospect, I mean, just how loud, just how many people were there, just from South Callaway and from Palmyra. Just a great environment, too, with just the football field all enclosed there was, and even had the elevated end zone. It was awesome. So it was just a great experience. But, you know, in the end, it was just a football game. You know, 22 kids out there on the field at one time trying to do their best to make plays and make things happen. And, you know, we were just blessed and thankful we were able to come away making more plays and scoring more points.
And, again, a great effort from your defense. Five interceptions. Palmyra never really a scoring threat in that football game, and your defense put together such a solid effort that it's not a stretch to say that that was what carried them to the dome on Saturday.
Oh, for sure. I think our defense has really shown up all season long, but definitely these last couple of weeks, just making some playing, having great games against some real quality opponents. I mean, from you know, you got the last four: Hallsville, Higginsville, East Buchanan, and then now Palmyra. I mean, those are four high-quality opponents. You know, people have always kind of wondered if we played anybody this year. And, again, we don't control our schedule. You know, they just put the team up, and we just go and play them. But, again, these last four have been some great programs that we've faced. And we've, again, our defense has really risen to the challenge and played really well. So it's been a great run up to this point, just with how well our defense has played. We have another opportunity to do that on Saturday.
And Saturday, It is Lamar. And Lamar, three-time defending state championship, or state champions, rather, quite an impressive football team themselves. They kind of hang their hat on their defense. The team's very similar when you look at total points scored and total points given up and the game that pushed each team to this championship game, but Lamar is a very solid program, and certainly each step of the way, the competition has gotten tougher, and that's how it ought to be as you go play for a state championship. Your thoughts on Lamar?
Well, no, I think you're exactly right. I think a lot of people focus on their offense. They do something a little different with their offense. They run kind of a double wing, two quarterback set with some spinning action, but in reality, I think the strength of their team is their defense. I mean, they've played great. They've played so well defensively, and I think people don't always maybe, kind of account for Lamar and how well they play defensively. But no, they're a great program. You know, Coach Bailey has done great stuff there. You know, him and I talking on the phone, we're eerily similar. I know that they had some tough years back in the mid 2000s, and South Cali did as well, and they just have slowly built that program up and done phenomenal these last 4 or 5 years. And so, you know, it's been great to see how well they've done. And, you know, for us, it's great. This is a measuring stick for us, right? You know, we've been able to make it to the state championship game. We're excited, but we're not just content about being there. We want to go out and make sure we go and play our best game possible and leave everything out there.
And this group of seniors, I know, has to be very special to you. This group who for 4 years have grown as players, grown as young men, and the feeling you get or the sense of pride you have for them must be one of the better feelings as you're working with these guys, which what will be their last high school football game, and why not make it a state championship game?
For sure. You know, actually, one of my first memories of these guys was going and watching them play 5th and 6th grade football at Fulton Middle School, oddly enough, on a Saturday. And I remember watching them play, and then later in 6th grade, I officiated some of their games when they were in playing 5th and 6th grade football. And just it was neat to see, because there was just so much support, parental support. You could just see that there was a good mix of just kids who wanted to just be out there and play and have fun together, and just a great camaraderie amongst the group of guys. And I just remember... Even as they got into junior high, as I would walk back from the weight room, which was down to the EC basement at the time, and up to the high school, just stopping and watching them play in the playground. They were always playing football. You know, so you just knew that there was something about this group of guys in the senior class. And so it's been awesome to watch just all that come to fruition now. And I would agree, especially off the field, just watching these guys develop as quality young men. And that's great, because, again, man, you want to be able to cheer for them both on the field when they're making plays, but off the field when they're really representing their school and their families and this football team.
And how has practice been this week? What's kind of the feeling coming off the game? And it was a very exciting, it was a head knocker at Palmyra. Palmyra certainly gave it their best shot, and they're a very good football team. So it had to be a thrill for those young men to come away from that atmosphere, from knowing it was the most important game to that point they had played in their life, and to play so well and to come away with the win. The excitement had to be over the top as they prepare now for the state championship game. I don't have to ask you about their attitude, because that's been building and growing all these years, but just the feeling at practice this week.
You know, so far, actually, I've been really impressed. I mean, because we had a sit-down conversation with our seniors and just basically said, you know, where are we at right now? You know, emotionally, just kind of getting a pulse from the team, and they felt really good. You know, they understood that, man, this was a great experience, but they weren't satisfied. And I think that's the key. And we can't come in here and be like, oh, we made it to the Dome. That's great. You know, we're content. And they weren't. And that was great. And I think I've really impressed upon them that they need to now go and lead that by example, by how they talk about this game, that they're not satisfied. You know, that this is another football game for them to go and get better, to improve, to go out and get their goal number 10 that they've talked about quite a bit. And so far it's been good. You know, as we went over our scouting reports and whatnot, the guys are very focused and dialed in, which is good, and those have been things that have really helped us throughout the year. And so now we're just going to go out and make sure we take care of business every day and practice to do the little things, find that one thing to get better at, right? You got to find that one thing that, you know, so far maybe you still hasn't, you still missed on, but we're going to get a chance to get better at that week. And they really bought into that, and, you know, Lord willing, that allows us to play our best game of football on Saturday.
Well, Coach Rulo, it gets down to the game on the field, the Bulldogs against Lamar, and your keys for the Bulldogs to claim the state championship and bring it back to South Callaway High School.
I think the biggest keys for us is going to be, one, defensively, it's going to be just flying around. I mean, we've got to stop the run. I mean, that's what they do. I think we have them down that they run 92% of the time. So, I mean, you're going to have to stop the run. You're going to have to win the line of scrimmage. They're big and physical up front. We like to feel like we're not maybe the biggest team always, but we feel like we're a physical up front as well, and we do a good job stopping the run. So, to me, that's going to be the biggest battle defensively. Can we stop the run, force them into passing situations, which they passed the ball all right. They did that pretty well, actually, against Malden. But, you know, how can we take care of business in that realm defensively? Offensively, then, man, when you're playing a great defense, you know, man, you're not going to be able to score every time you have the ball, right? That's unrealistic. So you need to make sure that you make your possessions count, that you're moving the ball, you're flipping field position, and then when you have those opportunities to score, you go ahead and score. And you're going to make sure you take care of the football, and then again, when you have that opportunity to score. And then I think, you know, when you look at special teams, again, sometimes it's the unknown factor, but in games like this, man, you know, you can get something out of that, right? Whether it's you're able to, you know, to block a punt, return a punt. Their kicking game is very good. They're kicking in the end zone almost every time. So I'm not sure about kickoff returns at this point. But again, just how can you make sure that the special teams can be an X factor in the positive for your team? But I think those three things have got to be it. And I think for our guys specifically, we've told them, man, you have to have horse blinders on. Right? It's going to be very easy to look at the lights, look at all the people. You can do that after the game. Right, do that after the game, man. But when you step on that field for those 25 minutes of warm up, and then when you run on that field to go play that game, man, you gotta aim small, miss small, right? You got to, man, narrow that focus down. You're playing football, man. Do the same things you've been doing for maybe for some of you 8-9 years that you've been playing football, and just go have some fun out there and enjoy the experience.
Thank you, Coach Frullo, and without a doubt, best of luck to you and the South Callaway Bulldogs. You've made so many people excited and happy and proud, and we're just hoping that one more time and bring it home for South Callaway High School, that state championship, and congratulations already on a season that one more time, one more trip, one more game, and let's hope that not being satisfied brings home the results everybody wants.
No, amen, for sure. We're excited, and again, man, just so thankful to the community and how well they supported us, the KFL, and just being on the radio. What an awesome opportunity for these guys. And just, I don't know, I do hope that there's just a great sense of pride, not only in South Callaway, but in Callaway County and then Missouri, because, man, we're not just playing for ourselves here. You know, and at this moment, we hope that everyone can be, all of us can become Bulldogs and just enjoy this awesome opportunity. And whether you're making the trip down to the Dome or whether you're going to listen on the radio or watch on TV, that, you know, you can just take pride in everything that we're doing there, because you're going to see some young men out there giving everything they've got, and they do that because they have awesome community members that support them, parents that support them, school that supports them. And so hopefully we can all enjoy and embrace this moment and be really excited about it.
And that's what we're hoping for, too. Thanks again for talking with us. That was South Callaway Bulldog head football coach Tim Rullo. And we'll be back with more Bulldog football on the Bulldog pregame show. You're listening to the Big 900 KFAL.
Here at GlobCon Construction Company, we're embracing technology with our construction methods and designs while holding on tight to the time-tested truths we built our business on. In a nutshell, it's the golden rule. On the average year, two-thirds of our business is repeat customers. I think that says a lot in itself. GlobCon Construction Company, general contracting in Mid-Missouri for over 25 years. Give us a call today when considering your next building project. 573-642-6363.
The cheering continues to celebrate South Callaway's advance in the Class 2 state football playoffs. And Mid-City Lumber in Jefferson City gives a loud salute to all South Callaway players, coaches, and fans. What a season it's been for the South Callaway Bulldogs. EMO Conference football champs with 13 wins and no losses. And proudly, this Bulldog team and school once again promote a positive difference to scholarship, character, honor, and success. Let's cheer for South Callaway as they advance. And Mid-City Lumber in Jefferson City is among the many fans who salute your success.
At Bankstar, we designed a small business checking account around a simple business concept. Free. You write checks. Free. Make deposits. Free. You get a business debit card. Free. And internet banking. Free. With no monthly fees or minimum balance. It's called All-Star Business Checking. For free thinking entrepreneurs. From Bankstar, where your business is the star. Some restrictions apply. Member FDIC.
Here's something that'll perk up the day of every electric co-op member. Since 1936, the average price of a pound of coffee has increased 51 times.
But the average price of your electricity has only increased 2 times. Just one more way it pays to be a co-op member. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message from Callaway Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
This is Bulldog Football on the Big 900 KFAL and 100.5 KTGR.
South Callaway Bulldog Championship football game is brought to you by Vaughn Automotive and also the Callaway Livestock Center. Jeremy is on the field. He will be out at midfield to get the coin toss. But as you heard both coaches talk about, their defenses are dominant. Their defenses, they have the same philosophy. They want to stop the run, force teams into doing something they're not as comfortable with. South Callaway may be more balanced, but they certainly run their offense behind their running game. They have several great running backs, and we talked about how these two teams match up, the similarities, how they had dominant seasons, and each team's role through the playoffs, again, similar. After South Callaway was 9-0 in the regular season, Lamar was 8-1, and then in the district portion of the playoffs, South Callaway rolled over Knobnoster 56-0, Hallsville 61-0. Lafayette County for the district championship. Lafayette County coming into the game was 11-0 and ranked number 7 in the state, and the South Callaway Bulldogs knocked them off 41-6. And then the Bulldogs were on the road at East Buchanan, ranked number 4 in the state, and coming in undefeated at 12-0, and the Bulldogs 21-8, the win there. And then to Palmyra last week, and 27-2, the final score over Palmyra. And for Lamar, we're going down to the field now to Jeremy Washington.
State championship games, awesome experience. Congratulations. And further, that means that your coaches have seen that you guys are leaders on your team. Okay, you've been leaders all year, and that's why you're standing here in the middle of the field. And we expect to see that same leadership on the field today, right? So white's talking to white, and blue's talking to blue, unless it's something positive. We expect excellent sportsmanship, guys, and that's your job as captains. Can you handle that for me? Take care of that. Guys, other than that, your helmet's for your protection, okay, not to be used as a weapon. Do you have any questions for me? Okay, coaches, you can go back to your teams. Good luck. Okay, Lamar, you're the visitor, so it'll be your call. You got the helmet as the heads. That's the tails. Okay, what do you call?
Tails.
Okay, what did he call? Okay, he called tails. Okay, it's heads. So South Callaway's won the toss. You can defer to the second half. You want to receive? Okay, which way do you want to kick?
We want to kick from this way to that way.
Okay, go ahead and put your backs.
Steve, South Callaway has won the toss and have elected to receive this Class 2 state championship. And I tell you what, I look at the crowd, Steve, from South Callaway. It looks like the whole city of Mokane is here at the Edward Jones Dome ready for some Class 2 state football championship.
Well, Jeremy, I think they brought in some suburbs as well, because they got more folks here than are on the sign coming into Mokane. So I think we've got most of Southern Callaway County here, the Bulldogs in their home uniforms, black pants, blue jerseys, silver numbers, and the Bulldog logo on the side of their black helmets. Lamar in black pants, red stripe, red numbers, black numbers, red trim, black helmets with the red Tiger logo. And Lamar, as we said, they rolled through as well, 56-0 over Butler, 58-6 over El Dorado, 56-6 over Stockton for the district championship. Then in the quarterfinals, they knocked off Stratford, 48-17, and last week at Malden, 28-2. They are ranked number 1 in the state, and we are set to go. Hanger is deep for the Bulldogs. Lamar set to kick it off. Todd Morrow has it teed up at the 40. There's the kick. It's a high end-over-end kick taken at the 8-yard line. There's on the return. They give it to Hanger. Hanger at the 20. He's wrapped up. Good coverage there by the Lamar Tigers.
Well, South Callaway tried to go with reverse, and it was. The players for Lamar stayed home, stayed in their lanes, and just good coverage.
First and 10, South Callaway. The ball at the 21-yard line. We're high atop the Edward Jones Dome. And, of course, it is the artificial turf field. The Bulldogs pinches the quarterback out of the shotgun set. Shoemaker in motion. Now he stops as Hinches, the quarterback, goes up and down the line. Still time on the play clock. There's the snap and the give to the fullback over the left side, stacked up and stopped. No gain on the play. And that was Dakota Ballard with the carry for the Bulldogs. Dakota not able to play last week, but he told us after the game he was going to do everything he could to make it, and he did. There's the fake and the pitch back to Hanger. He's got some room at the 30, at the 40, down the sidelines. Pulled down from behind in Lamar territory to the 47-yard line. Corey Hanger on the toss sweep.
Well, just ran the option to the left-hand side. A good seal by the defensive, or by the tight end on the defensive end, and a great block on the outside to get the cornerback, and just a great lane. Nobody came over to fill. It was run down behind. There was no horse collar called, which it kind of looked like he was horse collar time.
He sure was at the 43-yard line of Lamar. First and 10, South Callaway. Hinchett's the quarterback under center. Shoemaker in motion. There's a give to Dakota Ballard. The fake, and Hinches keeps it. It's going to take it for about 4 or 5 yards inside the 40-yard line. Just underway in this state championship game.
Good play fake.
To the 39-yard line. Ball just inside the 39. Gain of 4, second and 6 for the Bulldogs. Hinches the quarterback. Four-man front for Lamar. Hinches back to pass. Throws it incomplete. Overthrew his receiver out in the flat near the sidelines. Short pass. Trying to make the quick hitch, the quick pass, and then get yards after the catch.
Well, I think they were going to go try to go with a little wide receiver screen outside to Horseman. And then try to get a kick out block by Shoemaker and get Horseman to the inside. This ball's a little overthrown.
It will be third and 6 for the Bulldogs. There's the give. Hanger over the left side. It's going to take it to about the 35-yard line. Going to be short of the first down. Corey Hanger, the senior all-purpose player, plays both ways for South Callaway. The ball right at the 35. Fourth and 2 for the Bulldogs from the Lamar 35-yard line. First offensive possession of the game. 10 minutes left in the first quarter. No score. Hinches the quarterback. There's the snap. The fake. The pitch back to Hanger. He spins away. He's hit, but he's going to be dropped short of the first down. Just got back to the line of scrimmage. Well, he made one move and beat one tackler, but the pursuit caught up with him quickly, and the Bulldogs will turn it over on down.
Well, on that option, they tried to go to the short, weak side of the field, but just a great job by the cornerback coming up after the pitch. The Hanger had nowhere to go.
It's now South Callaway defense's turn as they take on the Lamar Tigers with the two quarterbacks in the backfield, standing side by side, 4 yards deep. Tucker and Henderson. There's the snap. And on the wing split, there's a give over the right side out across the 40 to the 41-yard line is Danny Embry. Danny Embry for Lamar. Trip Tucker, the quarterback, is the leading rusher for Lamar. Embry is second, 806 yards on the season, averages almost 9 yards a carry. Again, out of the shotgun. Second and 4. There's a give to the running back over the left side. This time going to be stopped just shy of the first down up to the Bulldog 43-yard line.
Well, we talked about it earlier. Lamar comes out, two tight ends, you know, seven-man line, two tight wings on each side, and then just two quarterbacks in the backfield. One of them's going to get the snap.
Luke
Both
Hardman
of them sit there ready to go.
With the run, now it's third and short, third and two for the Tigers. And it's a quarterback keeper, and he's going to have the first down across the 45 to about the 46-yard line. Gain of four on the play, first down, Lamar.
Lamar offensive line is just going right through the cut blocks on the two inside tackles just to get them off their feet and not allow them any penetration.
Out of the shotgun set, two quarterbacks in the backfield. Both have their hands up awaiting the snap. This time, the snap goes to Tucker. And over the right side, hand off to the running back, Embry. Danny Embry. 11 touchdowns on the season. Jacob Smith on the tackle for the Bulldogs. Into South Callaway territory to the 49-yard line. No score in the football game. 7 minutes, 50 seconds left, first quarter. Tucker and Henderson in the backfield. Man in motion, and the snap goes to Henderson. Henderson on the keeper. A little spin move. They get the snap. They do a 360 spin, and he kept it that time. Takes it inside to about the 45-yard line. Third and one for Lamar.
Well, the 360 spin with that wing back coming in motion wants you to make the defense think there's a sweep coming.
There's the snap direct to the quarterback, and this time it's Tucker. Trip Tucker on the keeper. And he takes it inside the 40-yard line. That's another Lamar Tiger first down. Lamar, with three consecutive state championships, playing today for their fourth. In the game that just completed prior to this one, Webb City claimed their fifth state championship in a row in Class 4, 48-21 victory over Cape Girardeau Central. And penalty flags fly. I think there was motion along the front line.
Yeah, the right tackle moved.
Illegal motion will step him back 5 yards. Will be first and 15, back to the 44-yard line of the Bulldogs. 6 minutes, 55 seconds left in this first quarter, no score. Seth Callaway got a big play from Corey Hanger, but the drive stalled. They turned it over on downs at the Lamar 35-yard line. Lamar's picked up a couple first downs. Now there's the sweep, missed tackle over the left side, tries to cut back, lost his footing, slipped at the 35-yard line.
Well, you had one-on-one out there. A cornerback came up for South Callaway to make the tackle, and just a great move to the inside, and just a couple missed tackles, and gives Lamar about a 10-yard gain.
Luke Hardman, the ball carrier for Lamar. Second and four, gain of 11 on that last play. There's the snap, and the keeper this time, the Bulldogs ready for it. Quarterback Tucker with the keeper. And again, they use that spin move, as you said. You don't know whether they're going to hand the ball off on the sweep with the wingman in motion.
Just like they ran, just exactly what they did a few plays ago. Wingman comes in motion, quarterback gets the ball, spins all the way around like he's going to toss to him on a sweep, but then he just keeps it and then over the guard.
Gain of two. Third and two for Lamar. There's the handoff and the first down yardage. Still driving down to the Bulldog 25-yard line.
And speaking with Coach Bailey during the pregame show, Steve, he told me there's no secret to what they like to do. They like to run the ball, and that's what they're going to do all night long.
They're going to keep doing it until you stop them and force them into something else that he also alluded to, that that's what both teams try to do. Your defenses each are designed in that fashion. And now Tucker comes up under center for the first down snap at the Bulldog 25-yard line. Takes the snap. Pitches it back to Embry. Embry is hit at the 20-yard line. He's going to get five. Falls forward to maybe just inside the 20. And they have methodically moved the ball down the field. 4 yards, 5 yards. Their biggest gain has been an 11-yard carry. And they're now facing a second and four from the South Callaway 19-yard line. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left to play in this first quarter. No score. Lamar with their first offensive series. Tucker, the quarterback. Hands off, and Tucker, he pulled it back, he kept it. It's going to be down, see where they spot the football. Going to be just shy of the first down, third and one from the 16-yard line. A long one, call it a yard and a half from the 16. Tucker, under center, not out of the shotgun. There's the handoff to Embry, and Embry's going to have the first down.
Just a good push up front. This Lamar offensive line is able to control the line of scrimmage right now. Just good push up front, and the first contact to the Lamar running backs is 2-3 yards downfield.
First and 10 from the Bulldog 12-yard line. They go back to the shotgun, the two quarterbacks set. There's the snap, and the give on the sweep left side to Wilkerson. Wilkerson taken out of bounds on the far sideline. Short gain on that play, and the Bulldog defense stretched it out and pursued. Held him to 1 yard. Will be second and 9 from the 11.
Well, you said they stretched that one out. That's the best pursuit that we've seen from the Bulldog defense so far. They've run a few plays out wide and had success for Lamar, but that was the first time we've really seen the Bulldogs able to stretch it out and keep them from getting the corner and turning up the field.
Second and 9 at the 11. Quarterback Tucker pitches it to the left side, right side, in for the touchdown.
Now, you had two Callaway Bulldogs come from the linebacker and defensive back spot and really just took bad angles to make the tackle. They came rushed to the inside and kind of took themselves out of the play, taking bad angles at the running back.
Danny Embry with the 11-yard touchdown run on the sweep to the right side. Once he got the corner, he turned on the jets, and it was a short trip to the end zone. And now the point after, there's the snap, ball down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. Todd Morrow, a junior, boots it through. And there's timeout on the field, 3:27 left, first quarter. It's Lamar 7, the Bulldogs nothing, and we're back with the Lamar kickoff in 1 minute.
You're listening to South Callaway Bulldog Football on the Big 900 KFAL Fulton and 100.5 KTGR-FM Fulton, a free service of Zimmer Radio Group.
When the South Callaway Bulldogs take the field, the key to success is a solid game plan. The Graham Insurance Agency, your locally owned independent insurance agency, serving you since 1962. When you're ready to chart the course that will provide you with solid protection for your auto, home, farm, or business, call or stop by and visit with Brad, Shelley, Nancy, or Bruce, the team at Graham Insurance Agency, located on Fifth Street in downtown Fulton. The Graham Insurance Agency, where your business is always appreciated.
Do I really need to call before I dig? Do I need an expert to install a generator?
More than 4,000 people are injured or killed in electrical accidents every year. Most accidents are avoidable. Before digging in your yard or installing a generator, keep safety in mind. Know where your power lines run. Be aware of electrical hazards, because what you don't know might shock you.
This message from Callaway Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
This is South Callaway Bulldog Football on KFAL and KTGR.
Lamar strikes first with an 11-yard touchdown run, a 65-yard touchdown drive for the Lamar Tigers. And Shoemaker, Hanger deep for the Bulldogs, standing at the 6-yard line. Morrow set to kick it off. He just added the extra point for the Lamar Tigers. Here's the approach. There's the kick. Kicks it left-footed, high end-over-end kick, and taken at the 2. Hanger up the field, and he's brought down deep in Bulldog territory. That was Shoemaker. And he's brought down at the 9-yard line.
Steve, want to let you know, Bulldog Football is brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Niediger & Company in Fulton. You can also find them at FultonMoReLEstate.com. Congratulations to the South Callaway Bulldogs for a winning season.
First and 10, South Callaway from their own 9-yard line. That kick was high and deep. Momentum carried Shoemaker into the end zone. And then the first man down with a solid tackle. The Bulldogs call signals. Hinches, the quarterback, under center. Dakota Ballard. And Hanger in the backfield. Hanger in the slot. Now comes in motion. There's the pitch to Hanger. He has the corner. Now is wrapped up and brought down after just a short gain. He's going to get about 2 yards out to the 11. And again, very good pursuit from this Lamar defense.
Well, it looks like to me right now, number 22, Brett McDonald, for Lamar, is just Hanger's shadow. Wherever he goes, McDonald's right with him. So he's just got a spy right on him. So might need to be using him as a little bit of a decoy.
Shoemaker comes in motion. There's a pass downfield and incomplete. The receiver looking for a possible flag. They thought there was some holding, but within the slant pattern, and that was Corey Hanger they were trying to get it to. Third and 8 from the 11-yard line.
And McDonald was right there with him. Good coverage right on his hip.
Bulldogs from their own 11. 2:48 left first quarter. They trail 7-0. There's the snap. Hinches rolls to his right. He looks. He throws. He's got a man open out in the flat. At the 30-yard line, stretches it out to the 35-yard line.
Well, just a great move outside by the receiver. He went on a post corner, and as soon as he made that post cut, you take your 2 steps and you make a hard cut back to the corner. It turned the defensive back all the way around, and he was wide open.
And that was Dylan Hare on that reception for
Dylan Harris. Thank you, Jeremy. Those numbers are hard to see from up here, 86 or 88. And there's a pass again out into the flat. This time it's to Horseman, and he has a clear field. Made the catch, put a move, gets it into Lamar territory, down to the 44-yard line. Tyler Adams with the catch and run. First and 10 Bulldogs at the Lamar 44. Hinches, the quarterback. Ballard, the lone man in the backfield. Hinches back to pass. He looks, he throws. Catch is made. Leaping catch at the 25-yard line.
Well, he just had Hanger straight down the seam. He was inside slot man on that right side. And 22, McDonald was right with him again. Just he goes up and makes a great catch, great pass.
Great concentration by Hanger right there. And I tell you what, Lamar got away with a little pass interference right there. He was all over Hanger.
He was a couple of plays ago when the pass fell incomplete. He had an arm on his jersey to slow him down through the timing off. But Hanger went high in the air for that one. From the 25, Hinches keeps it, gets to the outside, takes it down inside the 15. A flag comes in. That's going to be a block in the back on the Bulldogs at the 15-yard line. Hinches on the keeper, bounced it outside, and Lamar had everybody pinching to the inside.
It was a great play fake to Dakota, and, you know, Lamar converged, and he was able to get to the corner.
And this will move it back to the 22-yard line.
We're about first and 12.
And so it will be back to the 27-yard line. Still first down, but now first and 12. 1:56 left in this first quarter. The Bulldogs have moved it down the field this trip from the air. Inches. Good solid quarterback throwing the ball. There's the snap to give to Shoemaker. Shoemaker can't break a tackle.
Yeah, defensive end for Lamar. Great job staying at home. Didn't go for the play fake. Waited on that counter. And just one-on-one tackle. Did a good job to bring Shoemaker down.
No gain on the play. Second and 12 for the Bulldogs from the Lamar 27-yard line. 1 minute, 15 seconds left first quarter. It's 7-0 Lamar. Bulldogs look. Hinches throws. Catch incomplete. At the 20-yard line.
Trying to hit
Luke Horseman.
Yeah, just a quick slant to Horseman. They're one-on-one outside. Tried to get him to the inside position of the defensive back, and ball was just around his ankles.
A little too low on that one. He had to stop and try to stoop pick it from down around his ankles. As soon as he got his hands on it, he was hit, and the ball came free, incomplete. Third and 12 now for the Bulldogs. Tim Rulo signals the play in out of the shotgun set. Two receivers each side for the Bulldogs. Hinches with time, throws, has his man at the 20. Going to take it inside the 20 down to about the 17, 18-yard line.
Well,
Dylan Hare with the catch. It will leave the Bulldogs with a fourth and three maybe.
Great pass by Hinches because he threaded the needle right there. Hare had two guys on him, and he was able to get it right in between them and come up with the pass and make the catch.
We're going to talk to Dylan Hare at halftime for our Bulldog halftime show, and it's fourth and three for South Callaway. Man in motion is Shoemaker. Hinchett's a quarterback, and they brought everybody up the middle. No chance. He's thrown for a loss, and the Bulldogs will turn it over on downs again.
Yeah, just a good job with the stunt that time. You had the four-man front. They all slid to their right. You had a double team between the guard and the right guard in the center, and right behind him just comes a linebacker on a blitz, not touched.
Loss back to the 23.
Two penalties for South Callaway down inside Lamar's 20. Both drives has really hurt him.
First and 10, Lamar from the Bulldog, or from their own 23-yard line. The Bulldog defense now wants to make a stand. There's the handoff and a hit by Call, I think, got the hit. They both went to the ground, but Tucker knocked down, gain of two, able to fall forward to pick up a couple of yards. Should be the last play of this first quarter. The clock down to 3-2-1. That's the end of the first quarter with the score. Lamar 7, the South Callaway Bulldogs nothing. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bulldog Football on the Big 900 KFAL and 100.5 KTGR.
You know the initials SC stand for a winner. Whether you're talking about SC as in South Callaway Bulldogs football or SC as in Super Clean Car Wash, come check out the newly upgraded Super Clean Car Wash complete with blow dryers that are great any time of year to dry off your car. Super Clean Car Wash is located at 1100 Business 54 South in Fulton and sends out a hearty congratulations to the South Callaway Bulldogs.
Fans, when you attend a high school game, do you stand at attention during the national anthem? Do you cheer a good play by the opposing team? And if your team loses, do you take it well in stride? If you answered yes to any of those questions, you are showing positive examples of sportsmanship. Don't forget that when you attend high school events, young eyes are watching you for examples of acceptable behavior. By making a conscious effort, you'll be helping our students grow into better citizens. This message brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association, the South Callaway Booster Club, and the Big 900 KFAL.
It's Bulldog Football on KFAL, brought to you by
Callaway Community Hospital, Mid-City Lumber, Coldwell Banker Niedeker & Company, Bankstar One, and the Graham Insurance Agency.
The Bulldogs on the Big 900 KFAL.
I want to remind you that for all and any of your automotive and vehicle repairs, get it done right with Vaughn Automotive. Vaughn Automotive on Route N in Callaway County, a proud supporter of South Callaway Bulldog football. Second quarter begins. It will be Lamar football from the South Callaway, or from their own 24-yard line. Ball just shy of the 25, and it will be second and 8 as the second quarter begins. And believe it or not, we've got
we're waiting for the TV timeout. Yeah, you talked about it on that first drive for Lamar, Steve. No big plays, you know, nothing big. They had an 11-yard run, but everything was 5 yards, 6 yards. They just steadily grounded out down the field, and just a good push up front by those linemen. And if you're getting 4 or 5 yards every play, you're looking at, you know, second and 6, second and 5. You're just putting yourself in great situations.
And the Bulldog defense, will see how they respond and what adjustments they have made while their offense was on the field. The Bulldogs twice have moved the ball into Lamar territory. First time the drive stalled at the 35. This time they got it down to the 17. The sack took them back to the 23.
And they had two mistakes. They had a procedure penalty, and then you had the block in the back. It would have been second and about 2, you know, and it ended up being first and 12. So just little mistakes in the Lamar end zone has just cost them.
Out of the shotgun set, dual quarterbacks for the Tigers. There's the handoff, and this time
it's call again.
South Callaway defense, that was call. The big man in the middle, and he stopped it, the forward momentum stopped the push, and for the Bulldogs, their linebackers came up and made the stop. Short gain of about a yard on the play, the ball right at the 25-yard line, third and 8 for Lamar from their own 25, just underway here in the second quarter. Lamar leads it 7-0. The Bulldogs with 5 men down along the front, quarterback rolls. And ball almost picked off. Great defense. They rolled it to the right, tried to hit the receiver right at
great
the first
job by
down
Hinches.
Stick.
Yeah, Hinches at that safety spot. Reddick came up, almost jumped right in front of McDonald to make the interception.
He dove in front of him, got a hand on the ball, and almost he tipped it away. That's the first thing you have to do. But he almost came up with a spectacular interception, and now Corey Hanger deep, stands at his 35-yard line, line of scrimmage to 25. Punter stands 12 yards deep, perfect snap. Left-footed kicker, it's a short kick, and the ball hits and goes out of bounds at the 43-yard line. So the Bulldogs will start with great field position at their own 43-yard line, trailing 7-0. 11 minutes, 11 seconds left in this second quarter.
And Bulldog football is brought to you by Bankstar One. Everyone at Bankstar congratulates the South Callaway Bulldogs and wishes them the best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs from your friends at Bankstar One in Fulton to Bloomfield, where you're the star.
First and 10, Bulldogs. Hinches, the quarterback, up to the line of scrimmage under center. Ballard, the lone man in the backfield with him, and the handoff is to Dakota Ballard, and he's stopped, no gain.
They've gone with Ballard about 3-4 times so far, and just up front, just not able to get any push. I bet you he doesn't have any positive yards on those 4 rushes that he's tried.
Might get a yard out of that. We'll call it a gain of a yard, 2nd and 9. Hinches, the quarterback. In motion is Shoemaker. The pass is caught, but then brought down immediately, stretching inside or across the 45. Luke Horseman with the catch. They're going to spot the ball at the 45, so just a gain of 1. And
Horseman,
it will be 3rd and 8 for the Bulldogs.
Horseman and Hare, the two wideouts, the cornerbacks were really playing tight up on them, only about a 4-yard cushion.
inches the quarterback under center on this third down play, and I think offsides will be called. One of the linemen for Lamar came across and then just kind of froze. Kind of like a kid with his hand in the proverbial cookie jar, just froze like nobody would see him. But offsides on the play, and that will move it to midfield, make it third and three for the Bulldogs instead of third and eight. Changes your options somewhat,
Oh,
Aaron.
Big time, big time. Got a lot of options here.
10 minutes, 5 seconds left in this second quarter. South Callaway trails 7-0. Bulldogs. Hinches calls out the play along the line of scrimmage as he walks to his right, then his left. 10 seconds on the play clock. He's under center, calls signals. Hanger in motion. Hinches keeps it. He is stuffed and driven back. Going to be, I think, about a yard
it's
shy
forward
of the first
progress,
down.
Yeah, it's going to be really close, but I don't think he got it.
From my vantage point down here, Steve, it looks like he is going to be a little short.
They move that ball. They're going to bring the chains out, I think.
I haven't spotted the ball yet. I'm still waiting to see.
They spot the ball at the 47-yard line, and he got a nice spot.
Yeah,
and I think it could just be inches shy, but I don't know why I would say that as far away from it as I am. But
he's half a ball length away.
The ball just into Lamar territory at the Lamar 47-yard line. They bring the chains across. They stretch them out.
Just short.
And it is just shy of the first down. What do you do here?
Trails. Go for it.
Seven to nothing.
I know you're 7-0, still early in the game, but as close as you are, I mean, you know, you talk about, well, you could pin Lamar deep, but that far away, get yourself a little momentum here.
Trust
your
line, you trust your kicking game, you trust your defense if you would fail to make it. Hinches the quarterback, calls signals.
I mean, there's a big gap between the nose tackle and then the right tackle for Lamar. Yeah, I mean, just a quick snap it, quarterback sneak, right off the hip of your center.
And now we have a timeout on the field. Timeout on the field. South Callaway with a timeout. Fourth and one from the Lamar 47-yard line. You're listening to Bulldog Football on KFAL, the Big 900 and 100.5 KTGR. Back after this.
You may be wondering, is now the right time to buy a home? There's lots of buzz in the news about where the real estate market is going. Coldwell banker Niedergurk & Company knows that it's actually a great time for home buyers. They have a lot of homes to choose from at a wide range of prices. Plus, mortgage rates are still low. So if you're thinking about buying a new home or need to sell the one you're in, talk to the real estate professionals at Coldwell banker Niedergurk & Company in Fulton. You can also find them at FultonMoRealEstate.com. Congratulations to the South Callaway Bulldogs on a winning season.
This is Bulldog Football on the Zimmer Sports Network.
Back at the Edward Jones Dome, Steve Mallinckrodt, Darren Beaver, along with Jeremy Washington, down on the sidelines, and the South Callaway Bulldogs back from their huddle with Coach Rulo. Fourth and one. From the Lamar.
Fourth and one chain link.
47-yard line. Hinches the quarterback.
Now,
everybody
there's nobody over the
tight.
Center.
There's
no
the
one over
snap.
The center.
And Hinches just straight forward, and he's got the first down.
Yeah, Lamar lined up that time. They had their tackles were head up over the guards, and the linebacker was 4 yards off the ball, 3 yards off the ball. No one head up over the center.
Gain of two on the play. On the quarterback sneak and keeps the drive alive. 9 minutes left in this second quarter. 7-0. Lamar with the lead. First and 10 Bulldogs from the Lamar 45. There's a gift to Hanger. Corey bounces it outside. He's hit, driven out of bounds. He'll get about 4 yards on the play. And the shadow has called him here. Corey Hanger has a player from Lamar just following him every move. If he's in motion, Hardman is right there with him. Hinches with the snap, looks, throws, catch is made down to the 30-yard line.
Well, just a quick slant outside that time. It was by Fink, Hare, maybe Horseman.
Jordan Hare.
Yeah, just a quick slant, got inside position on the defensive back, and just great delivery by Hinches.
First down, South Callaway. From the Lamar 30-yard line, Bulldogs trail 7-0. In motion is Hanger. Hinches down the field and overthrown as man downfield had a step.
That was Corey Hanger on a little wheel right out down the sideline, and Hinches just overthrew him. He was wide open, just overthrew him.
He was on the inside slot, as you said, just a wheel route up and then up the sideline, and he had him.
Incomplete pass makes it 2nd and 10. From the 30-yard line. Hanger comes in motion, right to left. Hinches out. He passes.
Oh,
he stumbled. The receiver wide open at the 17 fell. He still tried to stretch out and pull it in from the ground.
Well, he put a great move on the defensive back, and the defensive back goes down. And just out of his cut, he just stumbled and fell down.
3rd and 10 from the Lamar 34, the South Callaway Bulldogs. 8:26 left in this first half. 7-0, Lamar on top. Hinches now under center. Hanger in the slot right. Hinches back to pass, has time, throws it downfield. Hanger makes the catch! It was tipped in the air, Corey Hanger. What an athletic play. He does it again, folks.
He does it again.
Amazing play.
Yeah, just straight down the seam. He had McDonald right on his hip. Ball is up. It's a jump ball. They both tip it. And then Hanger, great concentration as he's going to the ground. Grabs it with one hand.
At the 6-yard line, gain of 24. 1st and goal at the 6. Hinches keeps it. Takes it inside. Down to about the 4-yard line. 2nd and goal from the 4. The ball just inside the 4.
They've run that play a few times. Fake to Ballard, and then just Hinches keeps it over the tackle.
2nd and goal for the Bulldogs. Hanger in motion.
He's in.
And Hanger, touchdown, South Callaway.
Really
Corey Hanger from 4 yards out.
Well, as you said, you just say he's running with just a speed sweep. From right to left, he came in motion and just used his speed. A great job, really, by the receivers to hold off those corners and maybe get some time to get the corner and get to the end zone.
7-6 now. The extra point try coming for the Bulldogs. Now the Bulldogs, with that swinging gait, they move into position. Sconce on for the extra point. There's the snap. Ball down. Kick is up, and the kick is good. And there's timeout on the field. 7:41 left to play in this first half, and we're tied. Bulldogs 7, Lamar 7, and we're back with the South Callaway kickoff after these words.
Here's something that'll perk up the day of every electric co-op member. Since 1936, the average price of a pound of coffee has increased 51 times. But the average price of your electricity has only increased 2 times. Just one more way it pays to be a co-op member. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message from Callaway Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
This is South Callaway Bulldog Football on KFAL and KTGR.
And back at the Edward Jones Dome, where the South Callaway Bulldogs have just tied it up at 7 with 7 minutes and 41 seconds left in the second quarter. I want to let you know Bulldog Football is brought to you by Mid-City Lumber in Jefferson City. They salute the South Callaway Bulldogs football team, coaches, and fans as they continue their winning season while demonstrating scholarship, character, honor, and success. Let's go, Bulldogs.
Let's go Bulldogs, and an impressive drive there, guys. 55 yards on the drive, a big play, an incredible catch, a 24-yard play, third and 10. Corey Hanger high in the air at the 6-yard line. The ball was tipped. He was on the ground and caught the ball. Great concentration and just great athleticism.
Yeah, and stuck his left hand out kind of behind his back and was able to come down with the catch. And then on the touchdown, just, you know, Lamar kind of strung it out, but a good job by the receivers. The holder blocks give him enough time to get to that corner on that speed sweep, turn it up, and dive over the goal line.
And then, although Corey is not the biggest player on the field, he used the strength he had to get that last yard and power his way across the goal line. Here's the kickoff. It's
flat
a ball. Twisting kick. Bounces at about the 20. Picked up at the 20 on the first bounce and out across the 30 to about the 32-yard line for Lamar on the return. That was Brett McDonald. And Lamar will go to work from their own 32-yard line. First and 10 from there. We're tied 7 apiece, 7:36 left in this football, in this first half of this state championship football game.
First time Lamar had the ball, they were cutting the defensive lineman for Mokane for South Callaway, and this last time they didn't. They went away from that and got stopped
out of the shotgun. The snap goes to Tucker. Tucker has some room on the keeper. He's going to take it out across the 40, close to a first down.
Well, with an unbalanced line to the right that time.
He took it over that right side, gain of 9 on the play. Second and 1 from their 41. The Tigers from Lamar to the line of scrimmage.
Unbalanced right again.
Four linemen to the right of the center, and Tucker on the keeper. He's got some room, breaks into the clear, down to the 40 inside the 35-yard line before Corey Hanger comes over to make the tackle, but a big play for Lamar sets them in up in South Callaway territory from the Bulldog 32-yard line. First and 10, Lamar.
Well, we'll go unbalanced right, then they come back with a quick trap to the left, back to the weak side, and just a big hole made the South Callaway defense shifting to their left for that unbalanced line, and then they run to the weak side.
First and 10, Lamar. Again, out of the unbalanced line. Two quarterbacks set and penalty flags fly. And will it is offsides on Lamar. Somebody lined up offsides.
Yep.
And that will cost him 5 back to the 37. Make it first and 15. First down. So somebody lined up a nose across the ball.
Just a little bit.
6:45 left in this first half. 7-7 our score. Out of the shotgun, the two quarterbacks. Tucker calls the signals, and he slipped as he started to make his cut. South Callaway had that defended well. Their line was getting the push that time, and so a loss of 2 yards on the play will make it second and 17 for Lamar.
No, they did. You're exactly right. They had a good push up front and had him pinned in. He just really had nowhere to go.
Second down and long for the Tigers. There's the snap. The give to Embry on the sweep right. Embry is hit and driven back. Textbook tackle.
I can't tell the numbers. You said
that number.
You know who it was. That was Corey Hanger right there with the tackle.
Okay, it was. It was Corey Hanger. Tried to run that speed sweep to that unbalanced right side. South Callaway strung it out, and then just Hanger comes out of nowhere. And as you said, textbook. Head on the football, shoulder in the chest, wrap him up and take him down.
Wrapped his arms all the way around him and then took the bigger guy down for a loss back to the 36-yard line. Third and 14 for Lamar, and now whistle stops play.
Reset the play clock.
Reset the play clock. 5 minutes, 14 seconds. Third and long for the Tigers. They'll work out of the shotgun set. Just the one quarterback in the backfield now. And tries to keep it. Breaks a tackle inside the 30. Going to get 8-9 yards down to the 28-yard line. Need to get to the 22, so it will be 4th and 6 for Lamar from the South Callaway 28-yard line. 4 minutes, 40 seconds left in this first half. 7-7 our score. And now the Bulldog defense wants to try to stop Lamar on a 4th down try. Tucker, the quarterback, calls his own number. Cuts it back. He's going to be stopped shy. Got it inside the 25, but he's still going to be a couple yards short of the first down.
Well, that time you got your linebackers able to flow, able to run, and that's really what it was. The defensive lineman did a good job holding up the offense, let those linebackers run and make a play.
And the Bulldog defense that time stopped him. And the Bulldogs take over on downs at the 24. Well, they haven't spotted the ball yet.
I think it's just barely touching the 24.
24-yard line. So a gain of 4. They needed 6, and Hinches has the Bulldogs ready to go. 3 receivers wide to the left. Hanger, the quarterback, downfield. Catch is made. Corey Hanger up to the 40-yard line.
Ball, it came out of Hinch's hand a little funny that time. Ball was a little underthrown, but you had Hanger coming back to make the catch with McDonald right there with him.
Made the catch. Gain up to the 39-yard line. First and 10 Bulldogs. Hinch's the quarterback under center. Hanger starts in motion. Hinch's keeps it. He's hit. No gain on the play. Might have got a yard to the 40.
Yeah, that quarterback,
and again, that fake to the fullback, yeah. And Hinches keeps it. He's used it to get a few yards, but no big plays from that one.
No, as you said, they've defended that play very well.
And the middle between the guards and tackles has not worked effectively for South Callaway this point in the ball game. They've moved it through the air and on their sweeps to the outside. Second and 9 for the Bulldogs from their own 40. Hinches back to pass, and Hanger is hit. Ball was overthrown. McDonald put a shot on Hanger, knocked him to the turf. And illegal shift on the Bulldogs will back him up 5. 3:26 left in this second quarter. 7-7 our score. The Bulldogs with the football. And we'll see if Lamar takes the penalty. Third down for the Bulldogs. 3rd and 9 from their own 40. South Callaway going from our left to right in their blue jerseys, silver numbers, black pants. Lamar in black pants, white jerseys, red numbers. Lamar Tigers, South Callaway Bulldogs, and have a battle just like we expected. We're tied at 7. Big third down for the Bulldogs. Hanger comes in motion. Hinches back to pass. Rolls. Looks downfield and throws. And
Hanger was tackled before the ball came out, and that's where he was going, but the pass wasn't really close. So maybe they're saying because the pass wasn't that close, they're not going to call an interference.
And to be honest with you, they've been holding on to Hanger all afternoon long.
All afternoon.
All afternoon.
They every play, and I don't care, you can't knock somebody down in defensive coverage because you can't determine whether he would have gotten to that ball. He's the fastest player on the field. But Bulldogs won't get that call, and now they're going to be forced to punt from their own 40. Snap is good. There's the kick. It's a short kick off the side of the foot hits at the 35, bounces backwards, and it will be Lamar's football from their own 37-yard line with 3 minutes, 14 seconds left in this first half. And the Tigers will go to work from their own 37, and we are tied at 7 apiece. And want to remind you that the Callaway Livestock Center in Kingdom City, Missouri, has fat sales every Monday at 10 a.m., and then feeder calves, cows, and bulls at 12:30. And the first Thursday of every month, it's bred cows at 6 p.m. The Callaway Livestock Center supports high school activities and Bulldog football. There's the snap, the keeper by Tucker, and Tucker is not going to get much. He's going to get a yard, maybe two, driven back at the 39-yard line. Gain of 2 on the play.
Now fake that speed sweep to the right and just come back right over the guard.
Second and 8 for Lamar from their own 39-yard line. Out of the shotgun set, two quarterbacks in the backfield. There's the snap. Tucker gives it to Embry on the sweep. Embry trying to bounce it outside. He's wrapped up and brought down. He got across the 40. But the Bulldogs read that one, stayed at home, stretched it out, and held him to about a 2-yard gain. Got to the 42. Gain of 2 on the play, and it will be, or gain of 3, it will be 3rd and 5 for Lamar.
It was a great job by Horseman and by Stone. They had blockers on them, but they were just able to keep continuing, keep it outside, keep the motion coming, and just didn't let him get to the corner.
2 minutes left in this first half. We're tied 7-7. 3rd and 5 for the Tigers. There's the pitch to Embry, and he is wrapped up and tackled. Once again, coming up with the big tackle is number 10, Corey Hanger.
Well, Hanger did an outstanding job because you had a wide receiver coming from the outside to block Hanger. Got a shoulder on him, but he was able to run through it, still come up and make the tackle.
South Callaway takes a timeout with 1:44 left in this first half. It will be 4th and 3 from the 44-yard line for the Lamar Tigers. When we come back, you're listening to Bulldog Football on KFAL, the Big 900, and 100.5 KTGR.
At Bankstar, we designed a small business checking account around a simple business concept. Free. You write checks. Free. Make deposits. Free. You get a business debit card. Free. And internet banking. Free. With no monthly fees or minimum balance. It's called All-Star Business Checking for free thinking entrepreneurs from Bankstar, where your business is the star. Some restrictions apply. Member FDIC.
It's Bulldog Football on KFAL, brought to you by
Super Clean Car Wash, Darren Shoemaker and Family, South Callaway Booster Club, Callaway Electric Cooperative, Club Con, Callaway Livestock, and Vaughn Automotive.
The Bulldogs on the Big 900 KFAL.
1 minute, 44 seconds left in this first half. We're tied 7 apiece. Bulldogs and the Tigers from Lamar. It's 4th and 3 for Lamar from their own 44. And they're lined up, going to try going for it. There's the snap. And the give is going to be enough for the first down inside the 50. They handed it off to Johnny Brooks, the 6'1 senior. And he was able to get past the first tackler and take it in to South Callaway territory. Ended up picking up 8 yards on the play. 1st and 10, Lamar. There's the snap and the give on the sweep. Oh, leaped a tackler and then driven out of bounds at the 35-yard line. He hurdled Corey Hanger. That was Danny Embry with an athletic play of his own. Down to the 35-yard line, 1st and 10 for Lamar from the Bulldog 35. 1 minute, 20 seconds left in this first half. Tigers now with the unbalanced line and give to Embry. Penalty flag comes in.
I'm wondering.
Embry slipped, and the Bulldog player came up. And
chop block.
And a chop block on Lamar will cost him 10, and even giving him the down back, I think you take the yardage here.
Yeah, because it's a 10-yard penalty.
That will move them back to 15-yard penalty, back to the 49-yard line.
15-yard penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Bulldog football is brought to you by GloveCon Construction Company, general contracting in Mid-Missouri for over 20 years. Once again, congratulate the South Callaway Bulldogs on a terrific season.
It will be first and 26 for Lamar from their own 49-yard line. 1:07 left in this first half. Quarterback back to pass.
Oh,
and then
ladder.
A little hook and ladder down the sideline. All the way, touchdown Lamar. A little pass out into the flat. The running back trailing the play on the hook and ladder, and the Bulldogs bit and were burned. Touchdown, 51 yards.
It's a good call. You had outside, or no outside pressure. You had everybody. You had your safety, the cornerback coming from the inside. As soon as the catch was made, the running back coming out of the backfield was right there for the toss.
And
up the sideline for the touchdown.
That was Johnny Brooks for the touchdown. Here's the point after. Ball down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Timeout on the field. 55 seconds left in the first half. It's Lamar, 14, and the Bulldogs, 7. And we're back with the kickoff after this.
Do I really need to call before I dig? Do I need an expert to install a generator?
More than 4,000 people are injured or killed in electrical accidents every year. Most accidents are avoidable. Before digging in your yard or installing a generator, keep safety in mind. Know where your power lines run. Be aware of electrical hazards, because what you don't know might shock you.
This message from Callaway Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
This is Bulldog Football on the Big 900 KFAL and 100.5 KTGR.
Well, an electrifying play, a big play, a little bit of razzle-dazzle. And the old hook and ladder, the pass out into the flat, the running back Brooks trailing the play as the South Callaway defenders converged on the receiver. He just tossed it back. And Brooks took it the distance, outran the defenders into the end zone. And Lamar now leads it 14-7. There's the kick taken by Hanger on the run. Up to the 30, he's going to stretch it out just shy of the 30. Driven back, Corey Hanger with the return. And the Bulldogs will have it first and 10 from their own 29-yard line. 14-7 our score, 50 seconds left in this first half.
Still have a timeout. South Callaway still with one timeout. Most coaches determine what they're going to do after they see the result of this first play here. If we get good yards, if you're really going to press it, try to air it out a little bit and get to the end zone or maybe a field goal.
South Callaway has moved the ball effectively through the air. They've had some successful plays throwing the ball. Not so many running to this point.
Timeout, Lamar.
And we have a timeout on the field. Lamar uses one of their three remaining timeouts. Timeout on the field. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Bulldog Football on KFAL, the Big 900 and 100.5 KTGR.
The cheering continues to celebrate South Callaway's advance in the Class 2 state football playoffs. And Mid-City Lumber in Jefferson City gives a loud salute to all South Callaway players, coaches, and fans. What a season it's been for the South Callaway Bulldogs. EMO Conference football champs with 13 wins and no losses. And proudly, this Bulldog team and school once again promote a positive difference to scholarship, character, honor, and success. Let's cheer for South Callaway as they advance. And Mid-City Lumber in Jefferson City is among the many fans who salute your success.
This is South Callaway Bulldog Football on KFAL and KTGR.
Back at the Edward Jones Dome. 50 seconds left in the first half. South Callaway trails Lamar 14-7. The Bulldogs with the ball, first and 10 from their own 29-yard line. Inches the quarterback under center, drops back to pass, has the ball out in the flat, breaking a tackle down the sidelines, driven out of bounds, out across the 45 to about the 46. Luke Horseman with the catch. He pulled away from the defender who had him wrapped up at the ankle.
Yeah,
and
he's on an island
out
there
away
by himself. Just one-on-one. He was able to get out, break the tackle, and get up the sideline.
First and 10, Bulldogs at the 45. Clock stopped with 43 seconds left.
Got Hanger down here.
Corey Hanger, wide to the right, one-on-one. Got the safety creeping over towards. He's going to be watching him deep. They're going to end up double covering Corey Hanger.
Oh, yeah, they'll put two on Hanger.
No doubt about it. And another timeout from Lamar. The ball at the 46-yard line. First and 10, Bulldogs. 43 seconds left. You're listening to Bulldog Football on the Big 900 KFAL and 100.5 KTGR. Back after this.
Here's something that'll perk up the day of every electric co-op member. Since 1936, the average price of a pound of coffee has increased 51 times. But the average price of your electricity has only increased 2 times. Just one more way it pays to be a co-op member. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message from Callaway Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
It's Bulldog Football on KFAL, brought to you by
Callaway Community Hospital, Mid-City Lumber, Coldwell Banker Niedeker & Company, Bankstar One, and the Graham Insurance Agency.
The Bulldogs on the Big 900 KFAL.
Steve Mallinckrodt, Jeremy Washington, Darren Deaver with you live from the Edward Jones Dome. It's first and 10 Bulldogs from their own 45-yard line. Hinchis now drops into the shotgun. Hanger wide to the right side. Hinchis back to pass. Has time. Throws it downfield. And the catch is made at the 38-yard line.
Shoemaker. Great diving catch.
Shoemaker with a great diving catch. Stretched out. Brought it in. The Bulldogs with just one timeout left. 37 seconds. The ball at the Lamar 38-yard line.
Yeah, Shoemaker on that corner pattern. He was just able to get behind the corner in front of that safety.
They start the clock. Bulldogs call signals. Hinchis back. Hits Hanger on the slant route. He takes it to about the 30-yard line, and the Bulldogs, I think, are going to have to use their last timeout.
They called timeout that last time. I don't think they have any left.
Okay, Bulldogs are out of timeouts, and Hinchis spikes the ball after he takes the snap. Stops the clock with 11 seconds left. Third and 3. That really doesn't matter so much. 30 from the 31-yard line. They'll have maybe 2 shots at the end zone through the air. The ball at the Lamar 31-yard line.
Need to hustle. This is just like an incomplete pass. It's not a timeout. So.
Out of the shotgun. Hinchis the quarterback. 3 receivers to the right side. 2 to the left. Empty backfield. Hinchis takes the snap, throws it, hits to the 29-yard line. 7 seconds. They're going to try to get up. First down. They got to give them time to set it. Now they snap, spike the ball, stops the clock with 5 seconds from the 24-yard line. Have time for one play where they took a chance throwing it across the middle of the field or down the middle. But they'll get one chance from the 24.
You've got that
last play of the first half.
You know, if they've got that trick play that they've been holding.
The Bulldogs with the ball at the Lamar 24-yard line. 5 seconds left in the half. 5 seconds on the play clock. There's the snap. Hinchis rolls to his right. He sets. He throws. Ball is tipped. And that will be the end of the first half. Incomplete pass.
That needed to be in the end zone.
And that will be the end of the half with the score. Lamar, 14. The Bulldogs, 7. You're listening to Bulldog Football on the Big 900 KFAL and 100.5 KTGR.
At Callaway Community Hospital, we're all about mission-driven, compassionate care. That means we're here for our patients. We go above and beyond to offer immediate services close to home. From our 24/7 emergency medicine department to expert physical therapy, diagnostic imaging, laboratory, respiratory, and surgical services, as well as the Fulton Medical Clinic and Kingdom Senior Solutions. At Callaway Community Hospital, we go above and beyond because it's not just a job, because your health matters to us, because your care is our calling. Callaway Community Hospital, committed to your care.
Tiger checking is more than a sign of your Mizzou pride. Because when you show your Tiger checking debit card, it's like a bone-rattling, blood-curdling roar. It's everything you expect from a checking account, plus exclusive roar-worthy perks. Sign up today at centralbank.net, because it's time to roar. Tiger checking, only from Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Member Central Bank Company, member FDIC.
Here at Glovecon Construction Company, we're embracing technology with our construction methods and designs while holding on tight to the time-tested truths we built our business on. In a nutshell, it's the golden rule. On the average year, 2/3 of our business is repeat customers. I think that says a lot in itself. Glovecon Construction Company, general contracting in mid-Missouri for over 25 years. Give us a call today when considering your next building project. 573-642-6363.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school or athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message was brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association, the South Callaway Booster Club, and the Big 900 KFAL.
This is Bulldog Football on the Zimmer Sports Network.
Back at the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis, Missouri, it's halftime at this Class 2 Missouri State High School Football State Championship, and the score is Lamar 14, South Callaway Bulldogs 7. And, Darren, everything we thought this would be, it has been a defensive struggle, to say the least. Two outstanding defenses, locking horns and battling, and it was a big play from Lamar right before halftime.
It's a victory play.
Put them on top.
Got him the lead.
And a couple of big plays by Corey Hanger set up his 4-yard touchdown run. And as the Bulldogs go to the locker room down by a touchdown, Lamar will get the second half kickoff. They've made adjustments. The first touchdown by Lamar, they went right down the field. The other times they've had the ball, it took a trick play to get the score. But the Bulldog defense has really shown its mettle as well. They've forced Lamar to resort to a bag of tricks.
They have. You know, the first time that Lamar had the ball, they were in a 4-man front. Second time that Lamar had it, the time they stopped him, they've gone back to their regular 5-2 with a cover 2 deep. And just, you know, a minor adjustment like that, and they've had good success. And it was just that trick play there at the end of the half that got Lamar the lead.
And the Bulldogs struggling with their running game. They've not had much offensively in rushing yards. They've moved the ball with their passing game, but they will need to figure some things out to try to get that running game going.
Well, running inside just hasn't worked for them. They've tried with the fullback a couple times, and then that fake to the fullback, and then Hinches just keeps it over the guard, and that just has not worked for them. They've had more success getting it to the outside, speed sweeps, toss sweeps, things like that, and the passing game. You know, they've thrown the ball very well in this first half. So, you know, if you're going to go to that, let's kind of stay away from the middle and let's work the outsides. Then that cover two, that's where it's going to be open, up the sidelines, if you're passing.
The Lamar Band on the field to entertain the folks here at halftime. Halftime score finds Lamar on top of the South Callaway Bulldogs 14-7. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to visit. Earlier this week, I made the trip down to Mokane to talk with the South Callaway Bulldogs. Dylan Hare and Tyler Adams, two senior leaders of this Bulldog football team. We're going to visit with them when we return. You are listening to Bulldog Football on the Big 900 KFAL and 100.5 KTGR.
You may be wondering, is now the right time to buy a home? There's lots of buzz in the news about where the real estate market is going. Coldwell Banker Niedergurk & Company knows that it's actually a great time for home buyers. They have a lot of homes to choose from at a wide range of prices. Plus, mortgage rates are still low. So if you're thinking about buying a new home or need to sell the one you're in, talk to the real estate professionals at Coldwell Banker Niedergurk & Company in Fulton. You can also find them at FultonMoRealEstate.com. Congratulations to the South Callaway Bulldogs on a winning season.
You know the initials SC stand for a winner. Whether you're talking about SC as in South Callaway Bulldogs football or SC as in Super Clean Car Wash, come check out the newly upgraded Super Clean Car Wash complete with blow dryers that are great any time of year to dry off your car. Super Clean Car Wash is located at 1100 Business 54 South in Fulton and sends out a hearty congratulations to the South Callaway Bulldogs.
You're listening to South Callaway Bulldog Football on the Big 900 KFAL Fulton and 100.5 KTGR FM Fulton, a free service of Zimmer Radio Group.
Do I really need to call before I dig? Do I need an expert to install a generator?
More than 4,000 people are injured or killed in electrical accidents every year. Most accidents are avoidable. Before digging in your yard or installing a generator, keep safety in mind. Know where your power lines run. Be aware of electrical hazards, because what you don't know might shock you.
This message from Callaway Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
At Bankstar, we designed a small business checking account around a simple business concept. Free. You write checks. Free. Make deposits. Free. You get a business debit card. Free. And internet banking, free, with no monthly fees or minimum balance. It's called All-Star Business Checking, for free thinking entrepreneurs, from Bankstar, where your business is the star. Some restrictions apply. Member FDIC.
This is South Callaway Bulldog Football on KFAL and KTGR.
We're going to visit with the seniors Tyler Adams and Dylan Hare from the South Callaway Bulldogs. You both are seniors, and so you've been a part of South Callaway Bulldog Football for 4 years under Coach Rulo. Talk about what you've learned from your freshman year to this year. You're now part of this group of senior leaders and getting ready to play for a state championship. Talk about at this point, what you see as being the most important thing you've learned along the way?
I think the most important thing I've learned is just how to become a better teammate and leader for these players. Coach Rulo has definitely brought us closer as a team. I love every single guy on this team. Our bonds together are so great because of every character meeting we've had and everything like that every week leading up to this senior year.
I think just one of the most important things I've learned is hard work. It takes to achieve big goals like making it to a state championship game or any personal goal like that, it takes hours and hours and hours of work. Like, I never realized going into high school football how many hours I would spend working hard for it. But it just showed me how hard you do have to work to achieve your goals and how it pays off in the end. And that's really going to pay off in life for every player on the team.
That was Tyler Adams. And Tyler, you're part of this defensive team, a defensive back. What's it like playing with a guy like Dylan in front of you? And your defensive approach, to me, it's probably the most impressive part of this South Callaway Bulldog team, is your defense. Solid, consistent all year long, and you have to really do a lot of study, and you see it on the field. You guys play very well together.
Well, first of all, just having a guy like Dylan, he's a lot of times he's playing outside linebacker, you know, close to me, so I know if there's a outside run my way, I got who I think is the best outside linebacker in the state just ready to help me out, and like I help him out, and we just kind of stop the perimeter run together, and he gives me a lot of confidence just having him out there. Also, just with our defensive success, it just really comes down to game planning and studying. Our coaches, we've just been blessed with our coaches. They really prepare us, and they study the other team, and they know what the other team's going to do, and they help us figure that out. And so we basically can just kind of figure out what the other team's going to do before they even do it, and just them preparing us in that way has helped us out so much, and that really is the key to our success is our preparation.
It's got to be a great thrill to be a South Callaway Bulldog, and talk a little bit about the excitement as you prepare for Lamar. And I don't have to tell you, they've won three state championships in a row. So you approach every game with respect for your opponent, no fear for your opponent. But this is a great honor for South Callaway High School and for all of Callaway County to have you young men representing the county and the school. But it's got to be an exciting time to be a part of this.
Yeah, it's really a blessing that we've been able to make it so far, and this game's got a lot of hype behind it. But just like I said earlier, it's football. No matter where you're playing, no matter who's there or who you're playing against or what they've done in the past or what they've done now, I mean, it is football, and you have to worry about your team and doing your job and going and having a lot of fun. I think that's the thing I don't want my teammates to lose sight of is, you know, especially our seniors. It's our last game of high school football. We need to go have a lot of fun and play as hard as possible. And preparing this week, you know, I honestly don't think we're too scared. You know, we've watched them on film. We feel like we can match up with them, and we can win this football game. So I feel like we're all prepared and we're ready to go.
Yeah, it's an exciting experience to go play in the state championship, go and play the Dome. I mean, I haven't slept right the last two nights thinking about this great experience. But Lamar is good. They've won the last three state championships, and we all know that. We all know they're good. But I think that's even more build-up for us because it's just another deal for them that they're going back again for a fourth time. But for us, I think we play with more heart, and we're going to be more dedicated to winning this game and stuff. As long as we don't get caught looking, that's a big thing that we all got to avoid is get caught looking. And we just need, like Tyler said, need to go out there and have so much fun because it's our last high school game for seniors, and if we go out there and play and have some fun and play Bulldog football the way we know, we're going to be successful Saturday.
One last question for you. Coach Rulo. Coach Tim Rulo, in his seventh year here at South Callaway, your fourth year as seniors, what do you think is the most important thing he has taught you? What do you think is the biggest reason, and I know it's hard to break it down that simply, but the biggest reason for the success of this program?
I think the biggest thing he taught me is just how to be a better man. That's his philosophy, is he wants us to be the best man possible. He loves that we're doing good this year in football, but if we're the best man we can be, that's what he wants for us. And so the big thing that helps with that is him every week doing our character meetings helps out, and him just spending so much time with us and dedicating his whole free time and stuff to us as much as he can. It's just awesome having a great coach like him coaching our team to end the state championship. And no other coach deserves to be in this position than him. He is the best coach I've ever had.
And Tyler?
I just think, just like Dylan said, he teaches about becoming a better man. To him, he wants to win football games. It's a lot of fun to win football games. But in the end, he doesn't care about that near as much as us walking in as freshmen and coming out as seniors a better man than we were when we walked in. He really just wants to teach us life lessons, and he wants us, you know, to find ourselves and to find, you know, our integrity, you know, just to be. He teaches us a lot about relationships. I mean, whether that's with a woman or with your family or anything like that. He always every week we have a different character word, and he always gives us great life lessons about how to become a better man through that character word. And it's amazing just how he's taught me to, you know, live my life for God. And it's just amazing that he can, you know, influence us in such a positive way. And I think that's why we're so successful, because we're bought into the idea that football is fun, but this is really about something bigger than that. And it's about becoming better men, and you know, it's just a blessing to have him as a coach.
I would agree, and I want to thank Tyler Adams and Dylan Hare for taking time to visit with us. Thank you guys for putting the work in, taking the time yourselves to, buy in to the whole team concept and to what Coach Rulo has laid out for you, and you see it paying off. And best of luck Saturday in the Dome. Go bring home the state championship to South Callaway.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The cheering continues to celebrate South Callaway's advance in the Class 2 state football playoffs. And Mid-City Lumber in Jefferson City gives a loud salute to all South Callaway players, coaches, and fans. What a season it's been for the South Callaway Bulldogs. EMO Conference football champs with 13 wins and no losses. And proudly, this Bulldog team and school once again promote a positive difference to scholarship, character, honor, and success. Let's cheer for South Callaway as they advance. And Mid-City Lumber in Jefferson City is among the many fans who salute your success.
Here at Glovecock Construction Company, we're embracing technology with our construction methods and designs while holding on tight to the time-tested truths we built our business on. In a nutshell, it's the golden rule. On the average year, two-thirds of our business is repeat customers. I think that says a lot in itself. Glovecock Construction Company, general contracting in Mid-Missouri for over 25 years. Give us a call today when considering your next building project. 573-642-6363.
Bulldog Football on KFAL, brought to you by
Super Clean Car Wash, Darren Shoemaker and Family, South Callaway Booster Club, Callaway Electric Cooperative, GlubCon, Callaway Livestock, and Vaughn Automotive.
The Bulldogs on the Big 900 KFAL.
We're back at the Edward Jones Dome. St. Louis halftime score finds the South Callaway Bulldogs trailing the Lamar Tigers 14-7. Lamar will receive the second half kickoff. The Bulldogs received the opening kickoff, and with a big play on a run from Corey Hanger, they got the ball into Lamar territory. They faced a fourth and two from the 35-yard line. Lamar stopped them cold and took over with 9:48 left in the first quarter and drove down the field. And then from 11 yards out with 3:27 left to play in the first quarter, it was the first score of the game. Quarterback Tucker pitches it to the left side, right side, in for the touchdown. Danny Embry with the 11-yard touchdown run on the sweep to the right side. That was how the first quarter ended, 7-0. The Bulldogs able to move the ball again into Lamar territory, but they faced a fourth and three at the 18. Troy Hinchins, the quarterback, was sacked back to the 23. Another turnover on downs, this time deep in Lamar territory. But
blocking the back penalty really set him back.
The blocking the back penalty set him back and changed the complexion there. And then the Bulldogs put together a drive, a 55-yard drive. Corey Hanger with an incredible catch at the 4-yard line as he went high in the air with the defender. The ball was tipped and his hanger fell and lay on the ground. He stretched his hand back over his head, pulled it in, and set the Bulldogs up with a first and goal. And then it was Corey Hanger doing what he does best. Second and goal for the Bulldogs. Hanger in motion.
He's in.
And Hanger, touchdown, South Callaway.
Really
Corey Hanger from 4 yards out.
Well, as you said, he's running with just a speed sweep from right to left. He came in motion and just used his speed. A great job, really, by the receivers to hold off those corners and even get some time to get the corner and get to the end zone.
And we're going to go down to the field. Jeremy is with Coach Tim Rulo as the Bulldogs have returned to the field for the start of the second half.
Coach, thoughts on the first half?
Well, you know, it was a great first half. You know, I think, man, you know, the score isn't exactly what we want, but, man, it was a great battle. Saw guys making plays all over the field. So we're really excited. Again, man, I'd like the score to be 7-7 right now, but, hey, we need to go and now take care of business here in the second half. But it's a great environment. Great to see so many fans here, and he's excited for the second half.
Good luck in the second.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Steve, back to you.
That was head coach Tim Rulo. And then just before halftime, you heard Coach Rulo talk about that. It was 7-7 with less than a minute to play. Lamar faced a fourth and six. They were able to, they picked up the first down. And then with 55 seconds left to play, they moved back to their own 49-yard line because of a chopping block penalty. And it set up this play. It will be first and 26 for Lamar from their own 49-yard line. A minute 7 left in this first half. Quarterback back to pass.
Oh,
and then
and ladder.
On a little hook and ladder down the sideline. All the way. Touchdown, Lamar. A little pass out into the flat. The running back trailing the play on the hook and ladder, and the Bulldogs bit and were burned. Touchdown, 51 yards. And that's how the first half ended. The Bulldogs made a furious drive down the field, connecting to Corey Hanger and Shoemaker, as but they fell just short of clock ran out before they could punch it in, and now we're ready for the second half. The Bulldogs with the kickoff. There's a line drive kick taken at the 17. Starting upfield out across the 30. Tackled and brought down at about the 33-yard line for Lamar. That was Anthony Wilkerson.
I want to see what Lamar lines up in, how they're going to start this second half. They had good success with that off-balance line, and plus just their double quarterback, double wings.
Tucker. Trip Tucker, the quarterback in the backfield, along with Derek Henderson, also
unbalanced.
The quarterback, and they come out unbalanced to the right side. There's the snap. It goes to the quarterback, Tucker. He's got some room up the middle out across the 40. He's going to get about 6 or 7 yards on the play. Up to the 40, gain of 7, second and 3 for Lamar.
That's where Lamar's had most of their success, running between the guards right off the inside of those B gaps. Haven't had a lot of success to the outside. Everything's been to the inside.
Second and three for Lamar from the 40. There's the snap again to Tucker. He's going to try the left side. He's going to be tripped up, brought down. He's going to stretch it out close to the first down, but will be a yard shy at the 42-yard line. Third and one for the Tigers.
Great job by Jacob Smith at tackle spot. Switched him over to that strong side and was able just to hold up that guard. Clog up the hole.
Third and one for Lamar. Just underway here in the second half. Lamar leads it 14-7. Bulldogs with six down linemen. There's the snap and the give. And Johnny Brooks, the ball carrier. Johnny Brooks picks up 5 on the play out across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Brooks scored on that hook and ladder play, a 51-yard play for Lamar. Gave them the lead at halftime. First possession of this second half. There's a handoff, breaking a tackle into the secondary out across midfield into Bulldog territory is Danny Embry for Lamar to the 41-yard line of the Bulldogs. First and 10, Lamar from the Bulldog 41-yard line. Now Tucker comes under center, takes the snap, two back set, and inside the 40, down to about the 36, gain of 5. Much like we saw in the first half on their first drive, Darren, they're finding those holes 4, 5, 6 yards at a time.
Yeah, no big plays, but they're just getting those 4 yards, 5 yards at a time, just getting good push, sustaining blocks up front by those Lamar offensive linemen.
Second and 5 for the Tigers. Ball at the South Callaway 36-yard line. South Callaway now shifts. There's Tucker with the keeper over the left side. He's going to get about 3. We'll leave Lamar with a 3rd and 2 from the South Callaway 32.5-yard line. Now they spot it closer to the 32, so call it 3rd and 1. About 1.5 yards, Tucker to the line of scrimmage. He's under center, 2 back set in the backfield. There's the snap and the give to Embry. Embry over the left side will have the first down inside the 30-yard line. And Danny Embry with the first down carry.
Well, getting a nice double team on the nose tackle. on that from the center and the guard, and they're kicking out from tackle to tackle, and then you've got your lead blocker coming and taking that linebacker, just creating big holes.
First and 10, Lamar. There's the snap, the give to Embry. He's got the left side. He's going to take it inside the 20. Gain of 7 on the play. Embry rushed for 35 yards in the first half. Leading rusher for Lamar was their quarterback, Trip Tucker. He had 11 carries, 66 yards. Embry, 35 yards on 7 carries in that first half. From the 20, second and 3. Tucker under center, call signals. There's a give to Embry. Embry tripped up at the line of scrimmage. He's going to dive forward, though, be close to the first down. We'll see where they spot the ball. They're going to spot it at the 16-yard line, and that will move the chains. First down, Lamar at the Bulldog 16-yard line.
Now, South Cowboys gone with a wide five, somebody over the center, and then right outside the tackles, and walk the linebackers up.
There's the handoff, and stopped just inside the 15-yard line, and then driving forward, picked up a couple more yards. That was Johnny Brooks for Lamar. He's going to take it down to, they gave him forward motion all the way to the 12-yard line. Gain of 4, second and 6 for the Tigers. They lead it 14-7 with 7:20 left in this third quarter. It's underway here in the second half. They've taken the kickoff and marched down the field, and now the Bulldogs wrap him up. Can't bring him down, though. Had him behind the line at about the 14. But he bounced off of that one. He takes it down inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line. Gain of 3. It will be 3rd and 2. The ball at the 8-yard line.
Well, you said it. They were unbalanced right at that time, just a toss sweep, and had their chance to get him behind the line of scrimmage. Just couldn't come attack, make the tackle.
Unbalanced line to the right side again, and they got the fullback over lined up right behind the tight end on that right side, so they really got it stacked, the blocker stacked. This time the Bulldogs able to get the pressure to stop the play for a short gain. Be shy of the first down. The ball at the 7-yard line, 4th and 1. At the 7, 6:10 left in this third quarter. There's the snap, the give to Embry. He's got the first down. He's hit, but he was able to just lay out across the tackler and dive to the 5, first and goal, Lamar.
Well, they widened their splits out that time between the guard and the tackle, give him a little better angle of making the blocks on the inside of that play, and he was just able to get right behind his left tackle.
First and goal. The ball just inside the 5-yard line. Just under 6 minutes to play. Lamar has had the ball this entire quarter. There's a snap, the pitch to Embry over the left side. He's hit, but he rolls through the tackle and takes it into the end zone. Touchdown, Lamar, 5:41 left to play in the third quarter. It's Lamar on top, 20-7.
Just a basic toss sweep. Got your halfback out in front blocking for you. You pull your guard from the backside. You got three guys out in front. He's able just to put his head down and get to the end zone.
Danny Embry with the touchdown. And now the point after try. There's the snap, ball down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. Timeout on the field, 5:41 left, third quarter. It's Lamar 21, South Callaway 7, and we're back with the kickoff after these words.
When the South Callaway Bulldogs take the field, the key to success is a solid game plan. The Graham Insurance Agency, your locally owned independent insurance agency, serving you since 1962. When you're ready to chart the course that will provide you with solid protection for your auto, home, farm, or business, call or stop by and visit with Brad, Shelley, Nancy, or Bruce, the team at Graham Insurance Agency, located on Fifth Street in downtown Fulton. The Graham Insurance Agency, where your business is always appreciated.
This is Bulldog Football on the Big 900 KFAL and 100.5 KTGR.
We're back at the Edward Jones Dome in a 67-yard drive, 6:19 off the clock. And Lamar now up by two touchdowns, 21-7 our score. Capped off by Danny Embrys. They call him Rocky. 5-yard touchdown run, and the Bulldog offense now needs to find an answer and match those points.
They do. You know, this, you hate to put it at this point in time and say you really need to score, but you got to come out and you need to answer right here.
Bulldog Football is brought to you by the Callaway Community Hospital. Callaway Community Hospital sends warm congratulations to the South Callaway Bulldogs on their incredible season. Visit Callaway Community Hospital for expert services close to home. That's Callaway Community Hospital, a proud sponsor of Bulldog Football.
And for all your automotive and vehicle repairs, get it done right with Vaughn Automotive. Vaughn Automotive Repair on Route NN in Callaway County. 592-7822 is the number to call for Vaughn Automotive Repair, a proud sponsor of South Callaway Bulldog Football. Ready for the kickoff. Shoemaker and Hanger standing at their 10-yard line. Here's the kick from the left-footed kicker and all the way into the end zone. That was 6 yards deep. That's a pretty strong leg there for a high school kicker. And the Bulldogs will start from their own 20-yard line. First and 10, South Callaway trailing 21-7. -7 was our halftime score. Lamar took 6:19 off the clock, going 67 yards. They pushed it out to a two-score lead, 21-7 now. First and 10 Bulldogs. Hinches on the keeper, pitches it out to Hanger. It's a bad pitch. It's tipped and recovered by Lamar at the 10-yard line.
Well, he was a little indecisive. He wasn't sure if he was going to pitch it or go ahead and try to turn it up and make the run. He stutter-stepped and just went ahead and made the pitch. But Hanger's shadow was right there with him, and just McDonald knocked it out of the air.
Pitch was a little late, and the distance or the spacing just not quite right. And the shadow was able to tip it away, and Lamar easily recovered at the 11. First and 10 for Lamar. Tucker, the quarterback, keeps it. The Bulldogs stop him after a short gain. Takes it inside the 10 to about the 8. Gain of 3 on the play. Second and 7 for Lamar. The ball just inside the 9-yard line. 5:05 left in this third quarter. Tucker and Henderson, the quarterbacks. There's the snap. Give snap to Henderson. The give to Brooks. Brooks on the reverse. He's going to take it in. Touchdown, Lamar. Penalty flag down. And a South Callaway player slow to get up. That could be a block in the back, a hold. And we'll await the call from the official. Holding against Lamar will bring it back. And that will flag at about the 8-yard line. Move it back to the 16-yard line. So it will still be second down, but second and 15 from the 16. Lamar can pick up a first down at the 1-yard line. So they can get the first down without scoring. Tucker, the quarterback, now steps under center. Embry, the lone man in the backfield. There's a man in motion now. He just moves left side, gets set, rolling to his right. Quarterback looks, throws, it's intercepted. The Bulldogs get it back. Corey Hanger with the return out to the 18-yard line. Corey Hanger with the interception.
Well, they tried to run a man all the way across the middle, run a deep dig, and hang her from his free safety spot. Just undercut it, made the interception. Quarterback looked at the receiver the whole way, so Hanger knew where he was going with the ball. He eyed him the entire time and was just able to undercut that pattern and make the interception.
Corey Hanger with a huge interception. You were right. He read it. And Lamar tried to mix it up and paid the price. The Bulldogs. Hanger returned it back to the 18-yard line. First and 10, Bulldogs from their own 18, inches back to pass, throws it downfield. Oh, catches almost, incredible catch.
Horseman almost Boston went over the top and was able to come down with it.
Out
so
at the
close.
40-yard line, he was fighting with the defender for it. He went high, tried to take it away, but just couldn't come down with it. And it will be second and 10 for the Bulldogs from their own 18-yard line. 4:31 left in this third quarter. 21-7. Lamar on top. The Bulldogs, after the interception from Hanger and the touchdown called back, now there's a pass out into the flat. Catch is made. And Horseman driven out of bounds, and a late tackle out of bounds. No flag.
It's a quick hit outside to Horseman. He's able to use that stiff arm and just shed the defender and get positive yards. Good
Got
game.
13-yard gain, first and 10, Bulldogs at their own 31-yard line. Hinchis, the quarterback, under center, calls signals. There's the give right up the middle. This time Dakota Ballard gets some positive yards. He's going to get about 5 yards on the play, out to the 36, second and 5 for the Bulldogs. And that's what you like to see.
That's, yeah, up the middle. That's really the first time we've seen him get anything positive.
4:06 left in this third quarter.
Lamar's gone to a zero coverage, no deep safety.
Hinchis throws it, and incomplete. Dylan Hare at the 43-yard line of Lamar went up in the air, and the ball just tipped away. And again, the officials are letting them play in that defensive backfield with lots of contact.
That's something. Instead of running those, you know, nine patterns, seam patterns, without any deep safety, Lamar, well, it looks like they're going to put one now. But in a zero coverage, no deep safety, your posts, get that inside position, you can run for a long time.
Second. Or third and 5 from the 36. Inches the quarterback under center. Ballard the lone running back. Shoemaker in motion. There's the give to Shoemaker. He's got some room. Sidesteps, cuts it up. He's got the first down out to about the 43-yard line. Good blocking on the outside to seal one of the pursuing linemen.
Well, that was Hanger on his shadow, McDonald, and you had a good job by Jacob Smith, right tackle, pulling out and getting the defensive end, just getting in his way just enough.
Mason Shoemaker with the first down at the 43. 3:34 left. There's the snap. Hinchis back to pass. He throws it up downfield, and it's intercepted at the 27, starting back upfield to midfield. That's Brooks, and he's going to take it into South Callaway territory all the way to the 43-yard line. And that pass just a little bit overthrown, and the defender was able to chase it down.
Yeah, it was overthrown just enough that you really couldn't get Horseman to you know, try to knock it down, become defensive back.
And they bring it back to the 42-yard line of South Callaway, and Lamar has the ball first and 10 at the 42.
South Callaway Bulldog has been brought to you by Central Bank. Sign up today for Tiger Checking at any Central Bank location or online at tigerchecking.com. Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sound your roar today. Member FDIC.
I want to remind you of the Callaway Livestock Center sale. This Monday, 10 a.m. is the fat sale, and at 12:30 is feeder calves, cows, and bulls. The first Thursday of every month, is at 6 p.m. are bred cows, slaughter cows, and bulls. Callaway Livestock Center in Kingdom City, Missouri supports high school activities and Bulldog football.
The
time
fat
out.
Sale.
The fat sale. No comment there, Jeremy.
I have no clue what that is.
No comment there. But it has nothing to do with a buffet. I know you got your ears out for those buffets.
My good old buddy Bruce Graham has eyes for those buffets, too.
Yep, that's for sure. And that turnover by the Bulldogs, their second of this half, and they were putting something together. But now they're going to have to go back to work on defense, Jeremy, and try to stop these Lamar Tigers. Jeremy Washington down on the sideline behind the Bulldog bench.
And Coach Rulo is talking to his team, keeping them up, keeping them positive, and they're still in this.
They're very much in this ball game. They just need to step up, make some plays, make a stop here. They forced Lamar into a turnover. The last time Lamar had the football after they got great field position on the South Callaway fumble. Now it's first and 10. Lamar Tigers from the 42. They lead it 21-7. There's a handoff. Tucker, the quarterback. He kept it, and Tucker goes to about the 38-yard line, just inside the 38-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play, second and 6 for Lamar from the South Callaway 38-yard line.
Well, Tucker, that time you had the left guard pulling around. He just kind of put his hand on the back of the guard and just followed him up through the hole. Just held on.
Out of the shotgun set, it's that two quarterback formation. Tucker takes the snap, gives it on the sweep, and for a first down out to the 30-yard line. Penalty flag is down. We got a hold on Lamar.
Well, they went with unbalanced left and faked a reverse and just came to the outside right, to the weak side, and tight end on that side really just grabbed Stone, just wouldn't let him go.
Dylan Stone. For the Bulldogs, their leading tackler, 110 tackles on the season, 7 sacks. He's also recovered 4 fumbles, and that will move them all the way back to the 49-yard line, to their own 49-yard line. They need to get to the 32 for a first down, so it is second and 19 for Lamar. Two back set. There's the give to Brooks. Brooks has some room. Down the sideline, he's got the first down. Out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Well, they got the blocks on the corner that time.
He was very patient. They had the guard out front, and you had your other running back out front. He was very patient, let the blocks develop, and then just finally turned it on.
Turned on the jets once he saw that corner open up, and he got the corner and then down the sideline. A big gain to the 26-yard line. Gain of 25 on the play. First and 10, Lamar from the South Callaway. 26. And with the carry for just a short gain on the play, but short gain works out to about 4 yards for Lamar down to the 21-yard line.
That's a play that they've run very well, just unbalanced right. You run right behind your guard who's double-teaming. You're kicking out with the tackle.
And timeout on the field. The Bulldogs with a timeout. Timeout on the field, 1:53 left in this third quarter. It's Lamar 21, the Bulldogs 7. You're listening to Bulldog Football on the Big 900 KFAL and 100.5 KTGR. Back after this.
At Callaway Community Hospital, we're all about mission-driven, compassionate care. That means we're here for our patients. We go above and beyond to offer immediate services close to home. From our 24/7 emergency medicine department to expert physical therapy, diagnostic imaging, laboratory, respiratory, and surgical services, as well as the Fulton Medical Clinic and Kingdom Senior Solutions. At Callaway Community Hospital, we go above and beyond because it's not just a job, because your health matters to us, because your care is our calling. Callaway Community Hospital, committed to your care.
This is South Callaway Bulldog Football on KFAL and KTGR.
It's second and five, second and six for Lamar from the Bulldog 21-yard line. Trip Tucker takes the snap, and over the right side, he's going to take it inside the 20 to about the 17. The penalty flag lays at the 24-yard line. And could be another hold. Well, it is another hold. That'll move them back again. Last time, the penalty took them back. They just reeled off a 25-yard sweep play. So we'll see now. We'll move them back. Remains second down all the way back to the 32-yard line. They need to get to the 16, so second and 16 for the Lamar Tigers, who lead this ball game 21-7. A minute and 35 left to play in this third quarter. Out of the shotgun set, two quarterbacks set. It's Tucker, takes the snap and hands it off to running back Embry, and Danny Embry ran it to the right. He tried to stop, make a cut, and his feet went down under him, just as two Bulldogs, Dylan Hare.
Dylan Hare and Dylan Bailey out there on the left side made a good job, made him have to cut back, and then he just lost his footing and went down.
Loss of one on the play, third and 17 from South Callaway, 33-yard line. They'll go to two receivers wide left. Lone man in the backfield is a quarterback, Tucker. Tucker looks to pass, now throws it downfield, passes up in the air, and it's incomplete. Hanger almost came down with it, and then it bounced free, and the receiver almost got his paw out there to reel it in, laying on the ground at the 5-yard line. But it will bring up fourth and 17 from the Bulldog 33-yard line.
Well, as he hit the ground, they ran with three wide receivers to the left, little pump fake, send the guy deep. And just as Hanger hit the ground, the ball came free.
Timeout, Lamar. 41 seconds left in the third quarter. Lamar with the timeout as they face a fourth and 17 from the Bulldog 33. Lamar leads it 21-7. And we'll be back with more of Bulldog football right after this.
You may be wondering, is now the right time to buy a home? There's lots of buzz in the news about where the real estate market is going. Coldwell banker Niederger & Company knows that it's actually a great time for home buyers. They have a lot of homes to choose from at a wide range of prices. Plus, mortgage rates are still low. So if you're thinking about buying a new home or need to sell the one you're in, talk to the real estate professionals at Coldwell banker Niederger & Company in Fulton. You can also find them at FultonMoReAlEstate.com. Congratulations to the South Callaway Bulldogs on a winning season.
It's Bulldog football on KFAL, brought to you by
Callaway Community Hospital, Mid-City Lumber, Coldwell Banker Niediger & Company, Bankstar One, and the Graham Insurance Agency.
The Bulldogs on the Big 900 KFAL.
Watch the wingmen and the tight ends.
Well, Lamar lines up for a field goal from the 39-yard line. The ball will be spotted, making it a 49-yard field goal.
The holder is a quarterback.
And I don't think the coaches have to shout out to watch the fake, but they got the ball down. There's the kick. It's up.
Good.
And it's good. A 49-yard field goal is good for the kicker, Todd Morrow. What a boot that was. And it had the distance and just snuck over the crossbar. And if I'm not mistaken, those are NFL goalposts, so that's a little narrower than your high school post.
You're exactly right, Steve, and it had some distance on it, and that was probably good from about 54.
Unbelievable. With 36 seconds left in this third quarter, Todd Morrow makes it 24-7 Lamar with a 49-yard field goal and set to kick off now. Lamar with a three-score lead. And just 36 seconds left, excuse me, in this third quarter. Shoemaker and Hanger deep for the Bulldogs. See if he boots this one into the end zone. Left-footed kicker gets his foot into it. And it's into the end zone, 2 yards deep, out and through the end zone. The Bulldogs standing at the 10-yard line. If it was over their head, they weren't going to return.
Just let it go.
And Steve, coming into this ball game, the kicker from Lamar, Morrow, his longest field goal that he converted on was 38 yards.
Well, they certainly have seen enough to trust him in a championship game to trot him out there. And he was good from 49 yards. And we'll try to check the record at the Jones Dome in a high school championship game. See what we can find. There's a handoff up the middle. The ball is loose. And I think Lamar has it. I didn't see what happened. I saw the scrum in the pile. The ball just squirted out from the pile. And the South Callaway players are on their knees pleading with the officials. They were down. And at the 34-yard line, it looks like it's going to be Lamar football. And another Bulldog turnover. First and 10 Tigers at the 34. Third straight turnover for the Bulldogs. And now at the 31-yard line, tackle made on Tucker. Tucker hit hard at the 31. Lost one on the play. The ball, line of scrimmage, the 30-yard line. Second and 11 for Lamar. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Lamar, 24. South Callaway Bulldogs, 7. We'll be back with more of Bulldog football right here on the Big 900 KFAL and 100.5 KTGR.
At Callaway Community Hospital, we're all about mission-driven, compassionate care. That means we're here for our patients. We go above and beyond to offer immediate services close to home. From our 24/7 emergency medicine department to expert physical therapy, diagnostic imaging, laboratory, respiratory, and surgical services, as well as the Fulton Medical Clinic and Kingdom Senior Solutions. At Callaway Community Hospital, we go above and beyond because it's not just a job, because your health matters to us, because your care is our calling. Callaway Community Hospital, committed to your care.
Here at Glovecon Construction Company, we're embracing technology with our construction methods and designs while holding on tight to the time-tested truths we built our business on. In a nutshell, it's the golden rule. On the average year, two-thirds of our business is repeat customers. I think that says a lot in itself. Glovecon Construction Company, general contracting in Mid-Missouri for over 25 years. Give us a call today when considering your next building project. 573-642-6363.
This is Bulldog football on the Zimmer Sports Network.
Back at the Edward Jones Dome, where the Lamar Tigers lead the South Callaway Bulldogs 24-7 at the start of the fourth quarter. Bulldog football is brought to you by the Callaway Community Hospital, Fulton Medical Clinic, part of the Callaway Community Hospital Network of Care. We'd like to wish the South Callaway Bulldogs good luck and remind everyone to stay in the game this winter with a flu shot or miss. Visit Fulton Medical Clinic today to receive yours, and go Bulldogs.
Start of the fourth quarter finds the Bulldogs trailing 24-7. It will be Lamar football at the Bulldog 30-yard line. after the third consecutive turnover by the South Callaway offense. And Lamar, with 10 points in that third quarter, lead 24-7. And they're knocking on the door again from the 30. There's the handoff breaking through on the right side down inside the 30 to about the 26-yard line. That was Tucker with the carry to the 26. And it will be third and 7 for Lamar.
Lamar back to the unbalanced.
Unbalanced line right. There's the snap. The give to the ball carrier. That was Brooks. Johnny Brooks with the carry. He's going to be shy of the first down. He picked up 2. So it will be 4th and 2 for the Tigers of Lamar from the 21-yard line. Just outside the 21. They need to get just inside the 19, so a long 2 it is. 4th and 2, a big play here for the Bulldogs. There's the snap and the give. Ball carrier has the first down. That is Embry, and Embry inside the 15. To about the 12-yard line.
And Jacob Smith coming that time on a run blitz and just guessed the wrong gap, was able to be taken out by that tackle. Allowed him to get inside and get the first down.
First and 10 Tigers from the 12-yard line of the Bulldogs. And?
Well, Mokane tried to make a late substitution and Tyler didn't get off. They'd take a timeout.
South Callaway with the timeout. Timeout on the field. 10:37 left in this football game. It's Lamar 24, South Callaway Bulldogs 7, and we're back with more Bulldog football right here on the Big 900 KFAL and KTGR after these words.
At Bankstar, we designed a small business checking account around a simple business concept. Free. You write checks. Free. Make deposits. Free. You get a business debit card. Free. And internet banking. Free. With no monthly fees or minimum balance. It's called All-Star Business Checking. For free thinking entrepreneurs. From Bankstar, where your business is the star. Some restrictions apply. Member FDIC.
This is South Callaway Bulldog Football on KFAL and KTGR.
Class 2 championship game, the Show Me Bowl for Class 2, finds the Lamar Tigers on top of the South Callaway Bulldogs 24-7. 10:37 left in the game. Lamar on the Bulldog 12-yard line. There's the handoff and the give to Brooks. Brooks with the carry. Going to take it to about the 8-yard line. Second and 6 for Lamar, just inside the 8. Quarterback Tucker to the line of scrimmage, under center, 2 back set. Now Brooks is set, there's the handoff and upended. Great tackle in the backfield, that was Danny Embry. And he was upended right at the 5-yard line. 3rd and 3 for Lamar.
Well, good job, as you said, just a straight isolation play. And he's able to come up and make the tackle.
Tucker, the quarterback under center. There's the snap. And the give to Brooks. And Brooks is in over the right side. Touchdown, Lamar. Johnny Brooks with the carry. Brooks with his second touchdown of the ball game, and it pushes it out to 30-7.
You had a tight end on that side and the wing man. You got a lead blocker. It was just a power play to the outside. Blocked very well.
9:25 left in this football game. Morrow on for the extra point. There's the snap. Ball down, and the kick is blocked. Timeout on the field. 9:25 left to play. Lamar leads it 30-7 over South Callaway Bulldogs. Dakota Ballard breaking through to block that kick, and we're back with Lamar's kickoff after these words.
At Callaway Community Hospital, we're all about mission-driven, compassionate care. That means we're here for our patients. We go above and beyond to offer immediate services close to home. From our 24/7 emergency medicine department to expert physical therapy, diagnostic imaging, laboratory, respiratory, and surgical services, as well as the Fulton Medical Clinic and Kingdom Senior Solutions. At Callaway Community Hospital, we go above and beyond because it's not just a job, because your health matters to us, because your care is our calling. Callaway Community Hospital, committed to your care.
It's Bulldog Football on KFAL, brought to you by
Super Clean Car Wash, Deere and Shoemaker and Family, South Callaway Booster Club, Callaway Electric Cooperative, ClubCon, Callaway Livestock, and Vaughn Automotive.
The Bulldogs on the Big 900 KFAL.
Back at the Edward Jones Dome, where the South Callaway Bulldogs trail the Lamar Tigers 30-7 with 9 minutes and 25 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Bulldog football is brought to you by Central Bank. Sign up today for Tiger Checking at any Central Bank location or online at tigerchecking.com. Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sound your roar today. Member FDIC. Bulldog football also brought to you by the Callaway Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner. Congratulations to the South Callaway Bulldog football team on their great success in 2014.
And for any and all of your automotive or vehicle repairs, get it done right. Get it done right the first time with Vaughn Automotive Repair. Clayton Vaughn will sure take care of you at Vaughn Automotive Repair, located on Route NN, State Road NN in Callaway County. Call 592-7822 for your automotive needs. Vaughn Automotive, a proud sponsor of this South Callaway Bulldog football game, set for the kickoff. Shoemaker and Hanger stand at their 10-yard line, awaiting the kick from Todd Morrow. There's the boot. It's a short kick, a bouncing kick, taken at the 28-yard line and hit immediately at the 30. Bulldogs will go to work from their own 32-yard line with 9:21 left in the football game. The Bulldogs, three consecutive times, have turned it over. A fumble on a fumbled pitch. That turned...
gave Lamar a very short field.
Gave Lamar a short field. The Bulldogs able to dodge a bullet there when Corey Hanger interception. And then the Bulldogs were intercepted. That ball returned all the way back to the 32-yard line. There's a handoff and the give to Hanger. Hanger takes it to the 35-yard line. Gain of two on the play. And then the fumble after Lamar booted a 49-yard field goal. First play from scrimmage. The Bulldogs turned it over again, and Lamar turned that into points. Hanger out in the flat. There's the pass. That's to, I believe that's Horseman. Dylan Hare, check that, makes the quick catch out to the 38-yard line. Gain of three on the play. It's third and five for the Bulldogs from their own 38-yard line. Hinches, the quarterback, under center. Ballard, the lone man in the backfield with him. Three receivers wide to the left, one to the right side. There is the snap. Hinges, rolls left, looks, fires, overthrown, incomplete. Had Hanger at about the 45-yard line, but just a little bit overthrown. Corey went high and tipped it, but couldn't pull it down. And the Bulldogs will have to go for it here. Fourth and five, from the 38.
Well, we had Hanger on the inside slots receiver. There was those three receivers to the left. And he just went, just did a little hook pattern, came, found an open window. Ball was just a little overthrown.
8 minutes, 18 seconds left in the football game. 30-7. Lamar with the lead. The Bulldogs with the football. Fourth and five. Hinches back to pass. He looks. Catch is made. And stretching it out That's Shoemaker for the Bulldogs. Mason Shoemaker. First down, South Callaway to the 44-yard line.
Just a quick slant. Shoemaker over there, two receivers to the left. He got inside position, and as soon as he saw the position, inches just let it go.
First and 10, Bulldogs from the 44-yard line. Hinches the quarterback. There's the snap. Rolls to his right. Looks. Has time. Now looks downfield. Catch is made at the 50-yard line. Up to the 45 into Lamar territory for the Bulldogs is Luke Horseman, senior wide receiver. Horseman, 6'2", 200 pounds.
Good play fake, good play action, then bootlegs out to his right and finds Horseman all the way across the field.
There's fake to Dakota Ballard, and Hinches keeps it. He's going to get about 4 yards to the 41-yard line. 7 minutes, 30 seconds left to play in the football game. South Callaway trails 30-7, trails by 23. Hinches brings the Bulldogs to the line of scrimmage. Hanger in the slot right. There's the motion man. Hinches to pass. Has his man on the slant. Catch is made down to the 21-yard line.
Really good pass by Hinches. You got Horseman on a quick slant. He turns, makes a play fake. Hinches does, and then just gets his head turned around as quick as he can to find Horseman on that quick slant.
To the 27-yard line of Lamar. Bulldogs hurry to the line of scrimmage. They get set. Hinches the quarterback. Calls signals. Hanger in motion. There's a give to Hanger. Hanger bounces it outside. Breaks a tackle down inside the 20. And to about the 18-yard line. Gain of 8. Second and 2 for the Bulldogs.
Darren, you was talking about the passing of Troy Hinches. And people have commented, his players, his teammates have commented on how much Troy has improved from last season to this season. Really putting in a lot of time in the offseason. It's good for that senior, Troy Hinches.
He's thrown the ball well today. There's the snap. Hinches keeps it. He's got the first down inside the 15-yard line down to about the 13. Quick feet there as he found the hole, made the cut, cut it straight ahead, got 5 and a first down for the Bulldogs.
Went out a little wider that time. Got play fake to the fullback up the middle instead of following him. Kicked it on out to the outside the tackle.
First and 10, South Callaway from the Lamar 14-yard line. There's the snap. And on the sweep, that's Shoemaker. Shoemaker to the 10. He's going to get 4 and not much more. Mason Shoemaker with a gain of 4. Coming from his running back spot in the slot. Second and 6 for the Bulldogs from the Lamar 10. 5:41 left in this football game. There's the pass outside to Horseman. Horseman sheds a tackle, sheds another tackle, takes it into the end zone. Touchdown, South Callaway.
Well, Horseman, he's had a lot of success with that. Just quick pass to the outside. He beats the cornerback that's got him in coverage. He's done that 3 or 4 times tonight, but then was able to still break 2 to 3 more tackles to get into the end zone.
5 minutes, 32 seconds left in the football game. 10-yard touchdown pass. Hinches. Now the Bulldogs lined up. I think they're going to go for 2. Hinches to Horseman. To 13 our score. Bulldogs wait for Dakota Ballard to get on the field. Play clock down to 3. There's the snap. And give to Hanger on the reverse. He's going to take it in. Well-designed play. Good for 2. And it's 30-15. The Bulldogs with Hanger on the carry. Pick up the 2-point conversion. And with 5:32 left in this football game. It's Lamar at 30, South Callaway 15, and we're back with the Bulldogs kickoff in 1 minute.
You're listening to South Callaway Bulldog Football on the Big 900 KFAL Fulton and 100.5 KTGR FM Fulton, a free service of Zimmer Radio Group.
Here's something that'll perk up the day of every electric co-op member. Since 1936, the average price of a pound of coffee has increased 51 times. But the average price of your electricity has only increased 2 times. Just one more way it pays to be a co-op member. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message from Callaway Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
This is Bulldog Football on the Big 900 KFAL and 100.5 KTGR.
Back at the Edward Jones Dome, 5 minutes, 32 seconds left in this football game. South Callaway trails Lamar 30-15, our score. The Bulldogs with a touchdown and two-point conversion. Now set to go. There's an onside kick try. The ball is recovered by Lamar and falling on it at the 46-yard line. One of the up men for Lamar, that was Will Jeffries.
Got the big bounce they were looking for on that second bounce, but it just didn't really deviate, you know, right or left. It just stayed on a straight line, and he was able to grab it.
Handled it cleanly. That's where you get some help sometimes. Somebody not used to handling the football so much will muff it or let it go through the bread basket. But first and 10, Lamar from their own 46. Tucker, the quarterback, he's going to find a hole, slither through, take it into South Callaway territory, just inside the 50, gain of 4 on the play, second and 6 for the Tigers. Dylan Stone on the tackle for the Bulldogs. 30-15, our score. Bulldogs trail. 5 minutes now left in the game. Tucker on the keeper takes it into the inside the 45. Going to be enough for the first down. Down to about the 43-yard line. And they've not, they've just done what they do. They've done what they said they wanted to do. They've controlled the line of scrimmage for the most part and just moving that football. Controlling the clock, 4, 5, 6 yards at a pop, occasionally breaking one for 8 or 10. The quarterback, Tucker. Trip Tucker.
Letting the play clock run, use up a lot of time.
There's the snap, and the handoff goes to Brooks, and Brooks is going to take it. Inside the 35, it's going to be another Lamar first down. And now you sense they might be wearing down that South Callaway defense.
Yeah, you know, just sitting there running, just pounding on them play after play after play. Those 4 or 5 yard gains, it's just, you know, starting to wear down on that front four, front five from O'Kane.
32-yard line. First and 10, Lamar. 4 minutes, 10 seconds left to play in the football game from the Bulldog 32. Tucker, the quarterback, two back set, double tight ends, give to Brooks. Brooks is hit at the 30, drives forward for another yard or two. Dylan Bailey with the tackle for the Bulldogs. The ball at the 29-yard line, gain of 3, second and 7 for Lamar. They're working the clock now, letting it tick down to under 5 seconds on the play clock before they snap it. They break the huddle with 15 on the play clock. Trip Tucker, the quarterback. Under center. Brooks and Embry in the backfield. There's the pitch to Embry. Embry cuts left, now tries to cut it back, but wrapped up, brought down by several South Callaway defenders. Michael Witt on the tackle for the Bulldogs. Ball at the 27-yard line. And it will be a gain of 1, 3rd, and 5 for Lamar. No. 2 minutes, 55 seconds left to play.
Good job by Shoemaker and them stringing that play out, allowing Witt enough time to get out there and make the tackle.
They'll break the huddle with 10 seconds on the play clock. 3rd and 5 from the Bulldog 27. Tucker, the quarterback. There is a snap to give to Brooks. Brooks is taken down at the 26. Gain of 1. 4th and 4 for Lamar. 2:24 left to play.
I think that was Smith from defensive end spot. Was able to get through. He's on the ground and just got a hand up, tripped up the running back.
Brought him down shy of the 25 and well shy of the first down. 4th and 4.
Clock run down, call timeout.
They're going to let it run all the way down to under 2 minutes. Play clock down to 2. They call the timeout. 1 minute, 55 seconds left to play in the game. Timeout on the field. You're listening to Bulldog Football on KFAL, the Big 900, and 100.5 KTGR, and we're back right after this.
The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association, the South Callaway Booster Club, and the Big 900, KFAL.
This is South Callaway Bulldog Football on KFAL and KTGR.
Back at the Edward Jones Dome. It is 30 to 15 our score. Lamar on top of the South Callaway Bulldogs, and Lamar has the football at the South Callaway 26-yard line. It's 4th and 4 for Lamar.
Unbalanced.
Unbalanced right side. And direct snap to the running back Brooks, and penalty flags fly, and illegal procedure will back him up.
A false start right side.
5 yards and false start. And we'll move it back to the 31-yard line. 4th and 9 now.
I bring the field goal kicker out now. I'm not too sure. Yeah, I mean, I hate to second guess a, you know, 3-time defending state champion coach, but I might have gone ahead and tried to kick the field goal on that play before the penalty.
Now they're setting up for another field goal try. Morrow has already booted one from 49 yards. South Callaway just blocked an extra point. This one from the 37. There's the snap. Ball down. The kick is up.
Nope.
And the kick is short. No good. And the Bulldogs.
Well, you know, like I said, if they'd have tried that field goal before the 5-yard penalty, he makes it. You know, it just barely misses clearing the crossbar. And that puts you up, again, more than 2 scores.
It was spot on as far as accuracy between the uprights, just fell short of the crossbar. And the Bulldogs will take over from the 20-yard line.
Yeah, you don't get it in high school football. You don't get it from the miss if the ball gets through the end zone. Now, if it would come up short and not clear the end zone, then you would get it from where the kick, where the ball was spotted. But since it made the end zone, you get it at the 20.
At the 20-yard line. Bulldogs with the football. Hinches the quarterback. Takes a snap. Rolls left. Throws. Has his man. And incomplete to Shoemaker. Mason Shoemaker out at the 33-yard line. Incomplete. 2nd and 10 for the Bulldogs. 30 to 15 our score. Bulldogs trail. Have a minute 45 to go. 1 timeout. Ball at their own 20-yard line. Hinches. rolls right, looks under pressure, gets out of the pressure, throws it incomplete over to the far sideline, and it's third and 10 for South Callaway. Intended for Corey Hanger. Third and 10. From the 20-yard line. Bulldogs with the football. They trail by two touchdowns, 30 to 15. 1:39 left to play. Inches out of the shotgun now. Bulldogs with three receivers to the right side, two to the left. Pass incomplete downfield.
Again, Adams trying to get the seam. Ball was just thrown at his feet. Wasn't able to come back and get it.
Fourth and 10 for the Bulldogs from their own 20-yard line. 1:34 left to play. And the Bulldogs are going to go for it here, of course. They trail 30 to 15. Fourth and 10 for South Callaway. From their own 20-yard line, down by 15. With a minute 34 to play. Hinches the quarterback. Under center. Calls the signals. Drops back. Looks to pass. Throws. In and out of the hands of his man, Corey Hanger. No flag. And
they've had her hands on his back, it seems, you know, regularly all night.
All night, no doubt about it.
To bother him.
And Lamar will take over on downs at the Bulldog 20-yard line with a minute 30 to play. And Lamar will claim their fourth consecutive state championship as the Bulldogs unable to move the football in that last possession. And the turnovers in this second half, the difference in the football game. Out of the shotgun set, Tucker on the low snap, picks it up. He's hit at the 20, stopped there.
South Callaway Bulldog football is brought to you by Central Bank. Sign up today for Tiger Checking at any Central Bank location or online at tigerchecking.com. Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sound your roar. Member FDIC.
No gain on the play. Second and 10 from the Bulldog 20. Clock continues to run. Under a minute left to play now. Tough second half for the Bulldogs. They trailed just by a touchdown at the end of the first half. And it took a big play right at the end of the half to give Lamar the lead. And now Lamar takes a timeout with 48 seconds left to play. Lamar leads it 30 to 15 over the South Callaway Bulldogs. And you're listening to Bulldog Football on KFAL, the Big 900 and 100.5 KTGR. And we're back after these words.
You may be wondering, is now the right time to buy a home? There's lots of buzz in the news about where the real estate market is going. Coldwell Banker Niedergurk & Company knows that it's actually a great time for home buyers. They have a lot of homes to choose from at a wide range of prices. Plus, mortgage rates are still low. So if you're thinking about buying a new home or need to sell the one you're in, talk to the real estate professionals at Coldwell Banker Niedergurk & Company in Fulton. You can also find them at FultonMoRealEstate.com. Congratulations to the South Callaway Bulldogs on a winning season.
It's Bulldog Football on KFAL, brought to you by
Callaway Community Hospital, Mid-City Lumber, Coldwell Banker Niedeker & Company, Bankstar One, and the Graham Insurance Agency.
The Bulldogs on the Big 900 KFAL.
And on the handoff down to the 15-yard line, Tucker with the carry, and now they send in the second unit for the last play of the game, clock down to 19 seconds, and low snap scooped up by the quarterback. And that will do it final play of the game and the final score in this game. The Lamar Tigers win their fourth consecutive state championship by the final score of 30-15 over the South Callaway Bulldogs. And the teams walk along the 50-yard line for the traditional handshake. We'll take a break. We'll be back with final totals and a wrap after this.
When the South Callaway Bulldogs take the field, the key to success is a solid game plan. The Graham Insurance Agency, your locally owned independent insurance agency, serving you since 1962. When you're ready to chart the course that will provide you with solid protection for your auto, home, farm, or business, call or stop by and visit with Brad, Shelley, Nancy, or Bruce, the team at Graham Insurance Agency, located on Fifth Street in downtown Fulton. The Graham Insurance Agency, where your business is always appreciated.
Here at Glovecock Construction Company, we're embracing technology with our construction methods and designs while holding on tight to the time-tested truths we built our business on. In a nutshell, it's the golden rule. On the average year, two-thirds of our business is repeat customers. I think that says a lot in itself. Glovecock Construction Company, general contracting in Mid-Missouri for over 25 years. Give us a call today when considering your next building project. 573-642-6363.
Tiger checking is more than a sign of your Mizzou pride, because when you show your tiger checking debit card, it's like a bone-rattling, blood-curdling roar. It's everything you expect from a checking account, plus exclusive roar-worthy perks. Sign up today at centralbank.net, because it's time to roar. Tiger checking, only from Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Member Central Bank Company, member FDIC.
Do I really need to call before I dig? Do I need an expert to install a generator?
More than 4,000 people are injured or killed in electrical accidents every year. Most accidents are avoidable. Before digging in your yard or installing a generator, keep safety in mind. Know where your power lines run. Be aware of electrical hazards, because what you don't know might shock you.
This message from Callaway Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
This is Bulldog Football on the Zimmer Sports Network.
Back at the Edward Jones Dome, final score here this afternoon. It's the Lamar Tigers 30, South Callaway Bulldogs 15. And at least through the first half, it was certainly everything we thought it'd be, with two outstanding defenses going toe-to-toe. And for the most part, with a drive and a scoring drive from each team, we had a 7-7 game with a minute left to play in that first half. And then Lamar was able to, on a fourth and six, they stopped the Bulldogs. They got the ball back. And then with just under a minute from their own 49-yard line, it was the old hook and ladder play with the running back Johnny Brooks taking the lateral after the pass out into the flat, going 51 yards for the touchdown that made the score 14-7 and put Lamar up at half. And with less than a minute to go, the Bulldogs moved the ball right down the field through the air, got it to the 20-yard line before they threw an incomplete pass with 5 seconds left in their attempt to try to tie it going into the locker room. And now the trophy presentation being made on the field, the second place trophy to the South Callaway Bulldogs for their outstanding season and their effort. What a job they did this year to make it all the way to the championship game. They'll finish the year at 14-1. And they have their second place trophy, holding it high. And probably through some little bit of disappointment and a few tears, they are to be honored and thanked for the effort this year. Darren, you mentioned you know what it's like to lose a state championship game, and
I would say I've been on both sides.
It's hard to think back for all the wins and what it took to get here, because your thoughts are on going away, being the champion, and it didn't work that way today for the South Callaway Bulldogs.
No, and that's one of those things. You just had a great season. You can't take anything away from them, and don't hang your head. You know, you have a great season. They played with this guys. They really did. The score doesn't really indicate from the mistakes how close the game was, but the margins came out on top. You've got to salute them but realize we had a great year. Nothing to hang your head about.
Not at all. And the Bulldogs fall one victory short of that state championship. But what a run they went on. They knocked off some very good football teams to get here. And Lamar wins their fourth consecutive state championship, and you have to tip your hat to them. They're an outstanding football team. They avoided the turnovers that hurt South Callaway so much in that, particularly the third quarter. Three consecutive possessions resulted in turnovers and 10 points for Lamar, and the Bulldogs fall short. Final score here this afternoon, 30-15. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have some highlights and hopefully some totals as well. Thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Bulldog Football on KFAL, the Big 900, and 100.5 KTGR. Back after this.
The cheering continues to celebrate South Callaway's advance in the Class 2 state football playoffs. And Mid-City Lumber in Jefferson City gives a loud salute to all South Callaway players, coaches, and fans. What a season it's been for the South Callaway Bulldogs. EMO Conference football champs with 13 wins and no losses. And proudly, this Bulldog team and school once again promote a positive difference to scholarship, character, honor, and success. Let's cheer for South Callaway as they advance. And Mid-City Lumber in Jefferson City is among the many fans who salute your success.
At Bankstar, we designed a small business checking account around a simple business concept. Free. You write checks. Free. Make deposits. Free. You get a business debit card. Free. And internet banking. Free. With no monthly fees or minimum balance. It's called All-Star Business Checking. For free thinking entrepreneurs. From Bankstar, where your business is the star. Some restrictions apply. Member FDIC.
You know the initials SC stand for a winner. Whether you're talking about SC as in South Callaway Bulldogs football, or SC as in Super Clean Car Wash, come check out the newly upgraded Super Clean Car Wash, complete with blow dryers that are great any time of year to dry off your car. Super Clean Car Wash is located at 1100 Business 54 South in Fulton, and sends out a hearty congratulations to the South Callaway Bulldogs.
Here's something that'll perk up the day of every electric co-op member. Since 1936, the average price of a pound of coffee has increased 51 times. But the average price of your electricity has only increased 2 times. Just one more way it pays to be a co-op member. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message from Callaway Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone energy partner.
This is South Callaway Bulldog Football on KFAL and KTGR.
Back at the Edward Jones Dome, final score here in this Class 2 state championship game. It's the Lamar Tigers 30, South Callaway Bulldogs 15. As we mentioned, this game was tied for most of the first half. Lamar scored first. After South Callaway moved down the field, turned it over on downs in Lamar territory after taking the opening kickoff. And then Lamar put together a long drive downfield, capped off by an 11-yard touchdown run by their running back, Danny Embry. And the first quarter ended with Lamar on top, 7-0. And then the Bulldogs came right back. They put together a 55-yard drive, highlighted by a very incredible catch by Corey Hanger at the 4-yard line. And then just play later, Corey took it from 4 yards out for the touchdown run. And the halftime ended 14-7. The play at the end of the half really undid the Bulldogs. They gave up a big play on a hook and ladder. Brooks taking it 51 yards for the first of his two touchdowns, and the half was at 14-7. We're going to go back just a minute for that Corey Hanger touchdown run that tied the game with 7:45 left to play in the second quarter. Second and goal for the Bulldogs. Hanger in motion.
He's in.
And Hanger, touchdown, South Callaway.
Really,
Corey Hanger from 4 yards out.
Well, as you said, he's went with just a speed sweep from right to left. He came in motion and just used his speed. A great job, really, by the receivers to hold off those corners and made him get some time to get the corner and get to the end zone.
And the halftime score was 14-7. Lamar got the second half kickoff, and it went on a 67-yard drive, 6 minutes 19 seconds off the clock, and then with 5:41 left in the third quarter, it was Rocky Embry again for his second touchdown, a 5-yard touchdown run, and the kick was good, 21-7 the score. And then South Callaway fumbled the ball, the first of their 3 consecutive turnovers on errant pitch at their own 11-yard line. And with 36 seconds left in the half, the South Callaway Bulldogs were able to dig deep, force Lamar back. But Todd Morrow, 49-yard field goal, he had a lot of leg and accurate right through the uprights. And with 36 seconds left in the third quarter, Lamar out on top now, 24-7. The Bulldogs were able to come through another turnover. It was fumbled. Hanger intercepted at the 10, got it back out to the 18, and the Bulldogs were able to move the football down the field. But another interception deep downfield, returned to the 32-yard line, set Lamar up for a 5-yard touchdown run from their running back, Brooks. And they extended their lead to 30-7. And then with 5:32 left in the football game, it was Troy Hinches hooking up with Horseman. And here's how it went. And there's the pass outside to Horseman. Horseman sheds a tackle, sheds another tackle, takes it into the end zone. Touchdown, South Callaway.
Well, Horseman, he's had a lot of success with that. Just quick pass to the outside. He beats the cornerback that's got him in coverage. He's done that 3 or 4 times tonight, but then was able to still break 2 to 3 more tackles to get into the end zone.
And that's how it ended, 30-15. The Bulldogs, 4 times they tried from their own 20-yard line, but unable to to move the football. And a great season ends on a somewhat disappointing note, 30-15, the final. And Jeremy, this is one of those times that you say you're disappointed for these young men from South Callaway, not disappointed in them. They showed great effort, and Lamar, a very good football team. You don't have to apologize for losing to them, and they were in this game start to finish.
You're exactly right, Steve, and the whole town of Callaway County is so proud of head coach Tim Rullo and these South Callaway Bulldogs. Just a tremendous season that they have put on display this year and the past couple of years as well. But to get to the Dome is an accomplishment in itself, and nothing to hang their heads down about. This was a very good Lamar Tiger team, and just like you said, they're 4-time state straight champs in Class 2. They have a very good program, but you know what? South Callaway is building a program like they are at Lamar. They really are. And head coach Bailey from Lamar had a lot of great things to say about head coach Tim Rullo, and he likes what he's really doing now in that South Callaway. And that says a lot coming from a coach who's won the Class 2 state championship 4 times now.
No doubt about it. And so Tim Rullo said earlier, this is kind of a measuring stick, and a team this good will show some of your flaws and knowing the kind of coach he is, he will be back to work Monday morning as this South Callaway Bulldog football team is building something that I think, as Lamar has, they will be heard from again in the future. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll have some final totals and stats for you here on this Bulldog football broadcast. CBC and Rockhurst are on the field warming up prior to the start of the Class 6 championship. And we'll be back with a final wrap here on this South Callaway Bulldog football right after this.
The cheering continues to celebrate South Callaway's advance in the Class 2 state football playoffs. And Mid-City Lumber in Jefferson City gives a loud salute to all South Callaway players, coaches, and fans. What a season it's been for the South Callaway Bulldogs. EMO Conference football champs with 13 wins and no losses. And proudly, this Bulldog team and school once again promote a positive difference to scholarship, character, honor, and success. Let's cheer for South Callaway as they advance. And Mid-City Lumber in Jefferson City is among the many fans who salute your success.
You may be wondering, is now the right time to buy a home? There's lots of buzz in the news about where the real estate market is going. Coldwell Banker Niedergurk & Company knows that it's actually a great time for home buyers. They have a lot of homes to choose from at a wide range of prices. Plus, mortgage rates are still low. So if you're thinking about buying a new home or need to sell the one you're in, talk to the real estate professionals at Coldwell Banker Niedergurk & Company in Fulton. You can also find them at FultonMoreRealEstate.com. Congratulations to the South Callaway Bulldogs on a winning season.
At Callaway Community Hospital, we're all about mission-driven, compassionate care. That means we're here for our patients. We go above and beyond to offer immediate services close to home, from our 24/7 emergency medicine department to expert physical therapy, diagnostic imaging, laboratory, respiratory, and surgical services, as well as the Fulton Medical Clinic and Kingdom Senior Solutions. At Callaway Community Hospital, we go above and beyond because it's not just a job, because your health matters to us, because your care is our calling. Callaway Community Hospital, committed to your care.
Tiger checking is more than a sign of your Mizzou pride, because when you show your Tiger checking debit card, it's like a bone-rattling, blood-curdling roar. It's everything you expect from a checking account, plus exclusive roar-worthy perks. Sign up today at centralbank.net, because it's time to roar. Tiger checking, only from Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Member Central Bank Company, member FDIC.
It's Bulldog Football on KFAL, brought to you by
Super Clean Car Wash, Deere and Shoemaker and Family, South Callaway Booster Club, Callaway Electric Cooperative, ClubCon, Callaway Livestock, and Vaughn Automotive.
The Bulldogs on the Big 900 KFAL.
We're back at the Edward Jones Dome, and time for some final thoughts and a wrap on this state championship game. Lamar Tigers coming away with the win 30-15 over the South Callaway Bulldogs. And if you want to break it down to the bottom line, I guess you can look at net rushing yards for Lamar, 318 for the game, and for South Callaway, 100 yards rushing for the game. And the turnovers, that's probably the biggest tale of this football game. South Callaway losing two fumbles, one other turnover, an interception. Those coming on three consecutive possessions in the third quarter. Lamar came away with points, and the Bulldogs didn't. And so that trade-off just didn't work in their favor. And Lamar, outstanding defensively. The Bulldogs never really able to get their running game going.
Not really. You know, they had some success here and there, really more through the air tonight, which was unusual for South Callaway, but the running game just never was able to really take off what we've seen in the past.
And just the one interception for Lamar, Corey Hanger coming up with that interception, which at the time seemed to really be a way to save the day, as Lamar got that fumble at the 11-yard line. Hanger came up with the interception. And the Bulldogs turned it right back over again. And that was their undoing, with Lamar outscoring the Bulldogs 10-0 in that third quarter, that quarter that all of South Callaway's turnovers came. And Lamar, every bit they were cracked up to be. The Bulldogs able to move the ball through the air, but not on the ground. And Lamar, with their victory here this afternoon, 30-15, wins their fourth consecutive state championship. In a game prior to this, Webb City claimed their fifth consecutive state championship, and Webb City, for them, that was their 13th state championship overall. For the Missouri State High School Activities Association Show Me Bowl and Games that have been here in the Edward Jones Dome since 1996. And South Callaway making their first trip here. Didn't go as planned, not coming home with the bigger trophy that they wanted. But they've proved a lot to a lot of people in an exciting season, an outstanding group of kids. And congratulations to them for getting this far and coming away with second place in state. I think they are to be reckoned with in years to come, Jeremy.
I really do believe that. And, yeah, just like we said, I mean, it's great to get to this stage. And you're going to see a lot of great things continue for head coach Tim Rullo and the South Carolina Bulldog football team.
And we want to thank all of the sponsors who on short notice and very quickly stepped up to the plate to make this happen.
And those sponsors you're talking about, it is Callaway Community Hospital, Mid-City Lumber, Coldwell Banker, Niedeger & Company, Bankstar One, the Graham Insurance Agency, Super Clean Car Wash, Darren Shoemaker & Family, the South Callaway Booster Club, Callaway Electric Cooperative, Glovecock Construction, Callaway Livestock Auction, Vaughn Automotive, Dan Tucker and Family, and Central Bank. It's because of these great sponsors we were able to bring you the semifinals last week in Palmyra, and then once again the Class 2 state championships. I'm here from the Edward Jones Dome. It's because of those sponsors. So be sure when you to go and buy stuff. Would you say buy stuff?
Buy stuff.
Buy stuff.
Why not?
Purchase.
Give them your Patriot.
Yeah,
buy
stuff. Patriot. Yeah. You know, go support these sponsors that support these kids. It's because of them we were able to do this broadcast. So it's been a lot of fun. It really has.
No doubt about it. It's been indeed a pleasure and an honor to make the trip here today and to follow these South Callaway Bulldogs and to see the way the entire county embraced them and got behind them, and it was fun, and I hope that their chins don't hit their chest for too long.
No, keep your heads up. No, exactly.
Keep your heads up.
Outstanding job. Head up. Be very proud of what you've done this year.
Be very proud of what you have done this year. 30-15, the final score here this afternoon. And so we want to thank again those sponsors. We want to thank everyone associated with the Zimmer Radio Group that also a lot of people there to contact those sponsors, make this happen. We did a lot of things along with South Callaway's first trip here. We had the streaming available on KFAL, so that's a big day for the Big 900 too, Jeremy. And thank you for all your work. And Darren, work with you throughout the season here on the Big 900, bringing Fulton Hornet football to high school football fans. And thank you for coming along for the ride and being a part of this.
My pleasure.
And all that you add to these broadcasts. And so for everyone associated with the Zimmer Sports Network, for Matt Michaels, our producer, engineer, he's both, right?
Isn't that he can do it all.
Yeah.
You can catch him live on ESPN 100.5 KTGR. With a big show from 4 to 6, and you know what he's going to be talking about this week. That's Missouri Tigers heading down
the Tigers
to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yes, heading down to Atlanta. So I'm sure he's going to be broadcasting live from Atlanta at some time this week, at some point this week, and he's going to give you a lot of good commentary and what you can expect from the Tigers in the SEC championship game.
He's kind of to Zimmer Radio what Corey Hanger is to the South Callaway Bulldogs. He does it all, doesn't he?
Yes, he
does. He intercepts passes, he catches passes, he runs for yardage, interceptions, tackles, the whole bit. And Matt Michaels was here yesterday. And congratulations to the Battle Spartans, who claimed in their first year of eligibility, not their first year of the program, but their first year of eligibility, go all the way, claim a state championship 25-22 over Nixon. Matt Michaels did the play-by-play yesterday. He's back in the studios of KFAL today, so we can make this broadcast happen. So thank you, Matt Michaels. and for everyone associated with the Zimmer Radio Group and the Zimmer Sports Network, this is Steve Mallinckrodt saying so long from the Edward Jones Dome, where Lamar knocks off the South Callaway Bulldogs 30-15 the final, and so long for now.
We hope you've enjoyed our presentation of South Callaway Bulldogs football on the Big 900 KFAL and 100.5 KTGR. South Callaway Bulldog football was brought to you in part by
Callaway Community Hospital, Mid-City Lumber, Coldwell Banker Niedeker & Company, Bankstar One, the Graham Insurance Agency, Super Clean Car Wash, Darren Shoemaker & Family, South Callaway Booster Club, Callaway Electric Cooperative, Glovecon Construction, Callaway Livestock Auction, Vaughn Automotive, Dan Tucker and Family, and Central Bank.
Be sure to thank our sponsors for their support of this broadcast and the student athletes across Callaway County. This has been another presentation of high school sports on the Big 900 KFAL and 100.5 KTGR, a production of Zimmer Sports Network.